30 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota this afternoon as we get set for the men's game between Hastings College and Dakota Wesleyan as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. And coach, things a little brighter around the Hastings office after a couple of wins last week over Mount Marty and Concordia. You guys back in the hunt and back at 10-10.
Well, it's amazing that one basket keeps us from dead last in the conference to a sixth place positioning right now. So, yeah, and you know, as we just got done watching film here with our guys, I think the biggest thing we tried to emphasize is that point exactly, that we've got to make sure and understand that we are also one basket away from being lower in whale dung at this point. So we've just got to make sure and concentrate on us. And I think the thing that I've been really pleased with our team is I think we've just gotten a little bit better each week. I think, our turnovers got back down to an acceptable level. I think we rebounded the ball a little bit better. We got back to the foul line on a little bit more regular basis instead of just doing it for 20 minutes. So just, you know, little things that we're trying to continue to emphasize to our team on a daily basis we're starting to do.
It's not like you guys have reinvented the wheel in the last two ball games and all of a sudden flipped the switch and you start winning. It's just the little things, and that's how fine this basketball team is right now.
Well, I think so, and it's just our league. You know, I mean, again, there's literally, you could probably say a half dozen baskets from a third place team to the last team in our league. You know, it's just that tight right now. And I think things will probably start to loosen up here. You'll see some teams continue to get a little bit better and prioritize and continue to win games and tough games. You got to win some things on the road here too. But I think then you'll see some teams that maybe kind of cash it in, for lack of a better term, just because it's they're so far out of the race that maybe they might make a scare at a time or two, but they're not going to be in that hunt to make the conference tournament.
We are sitting probably right in the middle of those two scenarios right now, in a good position as we make the turn to the second half of the season. You got to like the way that the team is playing right now and the position you're in.
Well, I think the things that we were kind of whining about early on in the year, we're getting better at. So, you know, again, like you said, you can't emphasize it enough. And as cliche as it may sound, it's the details, it's the little things, it's the free throws, the turnovers, the passing and catching. And you know, you sometimes you have to just throw a scouting report out the window. If you can't take care of yourself, there's no way you're going to take care of an opponent. So as you know, we get later in the year, we try to dumb up a little bit, keep things a little bit more simple, and you know, just tweak things on a game-to-game basis rather than reinvent the wheel. But we're still hitting our fundamentals very hard. We're coming in 2 days a week, two-a-day sessions in the morning, just doing shooting in the afternoon, just doing team stuff, and just trying to give, you know, a little bit more emphasis on fundamentals and skill sets as we do team stuff as we go along here too.
Your last outing, the 69-68 win over Concordia the other day, had to use a three-point play from Brady Lohman and a nice defensive play on the other end by Jake Marvin to win that baby.
Yeah, it was. I tell you, I mean, it was probably not the best handled thing in the world as far as just having something a little bit more organized for our guys on the sideline. But, you know, that's one of those scenarios that you probably need to practice once a week and just to make sure that you have something in place. And it turned out, obviously, for the better, because I think the set that we had called was just a flat ball screen to get Brady coming downhill and going to the rim. And I figured he's either going to make a layup or get fouled. And in either way, I like our chances with him going to the free throw line. So, you know, it worked out into our favor. And I thought Thayer and Charles did a really good job of jamming up the ball on Concordia's possession. And then I got a loose ball, and Jake Marvin was able to get a tip and a deflection to block it at the buzzer.
Played pretty well in a ball game against Concordia. In fact, had the lead most of the way, had an 11-point lead in the first half, had a 9-point lead in the final 5 minutes of that ball game against the Dogs. You let it slip away. But all in all, that's probably the most negative thing you can come out of that thing, is you did not hold on to a lead and did not put this team away when you had a chance to.
Yeah, but, you know, conversely, they didn't put us away either. I mean, we got to they jumped out to a quick 8 or 10 point lead, you know, right away out of the gate. And, you know, and basketball is a game of runs. And I thought from what we saw in our film session, what we did is we just got stagnant. We got passive and we didn't turn the corner on ball screens. We didn't turn the corner on dribble drives. We didn't attack the rim about the last 4 minutes of the game. We were just kind of waiting for the clock to run down. And rather than trying to win it, we were just trying not to lose it. So I think, you know, you can learn from those situations. And sometimes, you know, I say it's harder to learn in a win than it is in a loss, because even in a win, you feel good about things. So I hope our kids are starting to get mature enough that we can get better, we can concentrate, we can focus, and we can learn after winning a basketball game.
Dylan Flynn, a spark off of the bench for you against Concordia, had about 11 minutes of playing time, 10 points, and 5 rebounds.
Kids are just unbelievably efficient with his points per minute and his rebounds per minute right now. He's doing an exceptional job. And you know, unfortunately for him, to a degree, he's playing behind a great player in his own right, Jake Marvin, who's obviously just a little bit more diverse than Dylan is right now. You know, being able to step away and hit a three-point basket. And he's such a difficult matchup for teams. So, you know, I like keeping Dylan in the mix just because he just provides us such a great spark coming off the bench. And, you know, when you bring players like him and Charles and Dane Bacon off the bench, boy, it really gives you some productivity, or at least the opportunity for some productivity as soon as you leave the floor. So I was really happy with Dylan.
So now we make the turn into conference play. Everybody, again, we just reversed the sights, and we see Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. How do we prepare for the second time around? Prepare the same way as we did the first time? Do we change some things? What do we do there?
Well, what I try and do is, you know, we'll watch their last game and see what they did, you know, maybe differently from the one we played in. But we really like to focus on, you know, the successes that we had against Dakota Wesleyan and where we fell short. And I think right now, you know, most teams are going to throw on a wrinkle each day, you know, and you're not going to be able to scout for everything. But I think tendencies are the biggest key at this time of the year. If a kid's a left driver, he's going to be a left driver from game one to game 31. So those are the things that we try and focus on and really pay attention to. And just, you know, just matchups and who played well for us that game and maybe a certain set or a certain scouting tweak that we used within that preparation. And we try and go with that and maybe emphasize that throughout that week of preparation.
Are they playing the same way as they did the first time around?
Well, actually, they're not. Their leading scorer has not played since the holiday break, and they're 4-1 since the holiday break. So I don't know if the kid's injured. I don't know if maybe it's grades issue. I don't know really what happened. But Mike Lee has not been with them, and they've got a kid that was coming off the bench in Bo LaCroix, who has been their leading scorer, I believe, 3 or maybe even 4 of those 5 games. So he's come off the bench, and he's gotten double-digit points for them ever since the holiday break. So they did drop their last outing there against Northwestern, and you know, so it'll be interesting to see how they respond.
This is a team that's statistically very good against the three-point shooters. Number one in the conference, you guys number two in the conference shooting this thing. So that's a good matchup there, I guess.
Yeah, it is. You know, and I think the thing that, you know, bodes well for us is if we can continue to operate offensively like we have, boy, that really makes it hard on defenses, because you got to stop something. You got to stop the drive, or you got to stop the three-point shot. And, you know, either way, I like our chances, because we got some kids playing at a pretty high level ourselves right now.
You were just, I think, 4 out of 17 from three-point territory the first time around. Was that because of their size, or we just have a bad day?
Probably just a bad day, you know, and we've kind of been a little bit more peaked and valid than I would like to see. But we're also playing a few more kids right now, which isn't ideal either. But I think we, you know, we had a bad day against Dakota Wesleyan shooting the basketball and still won by 9, maybe 10 points. So, you know, that bodes well for us. If we can win and not shoot the ball well from three, which is kind of our MO, then that's a good day.
What were you able to do the first time around that was successful?
Well, I thought we kind of took their post player out of it. You know, they took the Voss kid. We just ran and ran and ran. And I thought our bigs did a good job of just sprinting the floor in transition. And we have what a lot of other teams don't, and we added one to the mix since that break, since we played them, with Trevor Haltmeyer being able to come back from that broken foot and get some time. But we've got 4 kids in the low post area that we really feel good about. Obviously, Marvin, Flynn, Lena, and Haltmeyer. So we can really continue to keep fresh legs on most teams' bigs. Just most teams just don't have the amount of post players that we do and the versatility that we can play with.
Those guys obviously going to be important today. This is a good rebounding team, we'll see.
Yeah, very important, just because, you know, we've, again, been rebounding the ball better since the holiday break, only being out-rebounded one time, and that was against Dort. I think that was just a very small margin, I think 1 or 2 rebounds in that game. So we've done a much better job since the break of rebounding the ball, and I think it's been our guards getting in there and kind of cleaning up. A lot of those missed shots are the ones that are kind of being bobbled around and kept alive by the bounce, and guards have done a better job of sticking their nose in there and getting those boards.
Do we play these guys the same way today?
we're going to try to, you know, and again, just going to try and emphasize the things that we did well or that we saw success with the first time around and try and limit them. But it's a different scenario because now we're the ones making the 5-hour trip on the bus and staying overnight and doing all those kinds of things. So it's just a different feel when you're on the road. And you know, the thing that I hope our kids have come to realize that the baskets are still 10 foot high no matter what gym you go to. So it's just more a mindset than it is a home court advantage. And, you know, the Corn Palace is always a nice environment for us, and it's just a different feel and, you know, something that not every kid gets to say that they played in a Corn Palace in a gym made of corn. So it'll be an interesting day.
All right, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan coming up this afternoon. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Right back here at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota, here this afternoon. Bronco basketball at 1230 KHAS. Dakota Wesleyan winning the first ball game over the Hastings College women today by a score of 50-47. You're going to the game winning shot. Brittany Hills throwing up the three pointer for the Tigers with 1.7 seconds to play. And Hastings goes down to defeat in game number one by a score of 50-47. Men's game coming up next between Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings is sitting at 10-10 on the season. Broncos now at 4-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings picking up two wins last week over Concordia and Mount Marty. That's the first two-game winning streak that Hastings has had since they competed in their Thanksgiving holiday tournament, winning back-to-back games. Hastings beating Concordia the other night by a score of 69-68. Hastings had leads of 9 points and 11 points in that ball game, and then had to get a last-second shot there to win it by Brady Lohman, the three-pointer at the end of the ball game. There, a three-point play by Lohman pulled out the win for Hastings, 69-68 over Concordia. So the Broncos are sitting at 10-10, 4-6 in the conference. Dakota Wesleyan comes in here, a mark of 11-9 overall. They are 3-7 in the conference. Second meeting of the season between these two teams as Hastings beat Dakota Wesleyan earlier this year in the ball game played at the Osborne Sports Complex by a score of 84-75. Dakota Wesleyan had a four-game winning streak going until Wednesday. They lost to 13th-ranked Northwestern, 93-85. Dakota Wesleyan actually had the lead, we understand, in that ball game. Made it a one-point ball game late, but then failed to make some defensive stops at the end. And Northwestern was able to beat Dakota Wesleyan 93-85. Chris Wilson, one of five players to score in double digits for Dakota Wesleyan. He scored 18 points and had four assists in that ball game. So this will not be an easy one for Hastings, especially here at the Corn Palace. Like we saw in the women's ball game, Dakota Wesleyan plays extremely well here in this facility. And Dakota Wesleyan will be a stern test for the Broncos here this afternoon. Your starting lineups today are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and strong commitments to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings College will go with a starting lineup that's been pretty much the same the past couple of weeks. Brett Wells, a 6'4" sophomore out of Elba, Nebraska. Wells averaging 11.9 points and 4.9 rebounds per ball game. That should be a correction, 4.3 points and 5.1 rebounds per game. The information they gave us from the Sports Information Office here. Incorrect there. Wells is averaging 4.3 points and 5.1 rebounds per game. Jake Marvin, the other starter for Hastings, a 6'8" junior out of Lincoln. Marvin is averaging 14.8 points and 4.8 rebounds per ball game. Nate Olson, a 6-foot senior out of Norfolk. He's averaging 2 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Brady Lohman is a 6'2" and sophomore out of Norfolk, averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds per game. And Tobin Reinwald, a 6'5" and sophomore out of Lincoln, averaging 8 points and 1.9 rebounds per game. For Dakota Wesleyan, they will go with Bo LaCroix. LaCroix is 6'6", a junior out of Hurley, South Dakota, averaging 6 points and 4.2 rebounds per game. He's playing in replace of Mike Lee, who is injured for Dakota Wesleyan. He's actually their leading scorer, averaging 14.5 points per ball game. He was day-to-day coming into the ball game today, and we quite possibly could see him for the first time since the Christmas break. Jalen Voss will be the other starter, 6'7", a freshman from Worthington, Minnesota. He's averaging 10.6 rebounds per game. Jordan Long is a 6'4" and senior from Mitchell, averaging 7.9 points and 6.1 rebounds per game. Justin Nelson, a 6-foot junior from Gillette, Wyoming, averaging 8 points and 2 rebounds per game. And then Chris Wilson, a 5'11" and senior out of Lawrence, Kansas, averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds per game. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, member FDIC. Hastings in the gray uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Dakota Wesleyan is going to be in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue this afternoon. Ball is in the air. Hastings controls the opening tip. So the Broncos looking for their third straight win here against the Dakota Wesleyan as they will attack the Tigers here. They go right to work inside to Jake Marvin. He kicks her back out here. That's Wells with the ball. Gets it back inside to Marvin. He spins on the baseline, puts it up there, scores, and he's fouled into play. So Jake Marvin gets the field goal there for the Broncos, and he is fouled into play. Good start there for Hastings. As they pound it right inside to Jake, and he scores. And now Marvin will go to the free throw line after being fouled by Jalen Voss. So Jake Marvin goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play to get things started here for the Broncos. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. So Jake Marvin is off and running here for Hastings, a three-point play, and the Broncos have the lead. And now Hastings will attack here in backcourt. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan back with the ball. LaCroix brings it over here to a Justin Nelson. Nelson brings it into the offensive zone. Hastings will start off in a man-to-man defense here this afternoon. Wilson has got the ball. Wilson comes out to a Jordan Long. Now to Wilson again. Free throw line extended left side. They pound it inside to Jordan Long. Gives it away to a Justin Nelson. Comes across the top. That's Bo LaCroix. Trying to dribble inside. He's cut off nicely there by Reinwald of Hastings. Here's Wilson again. He drives it down the lane. Kicks it out here to LaCroix. Drives it down the lane. His shot is up there. It's no good. Ball is tapped out. It's picked up by Nelson. Nelson down in the corner to Wilson. He drives. Puts up a shot good. Chris Wilson gets the ball deep in the left corner on the left side, drives it right to the goal and scores. 3-2 the score. Hastings with a one-point lead. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive zone. Reinwald has got it now to Brent Wells. He drives it in, tries to dish it away to Marvin. It's tipped away, picked up by Wells. Now down in the corner. Here's Nate for three. Shot good. Nate Olson throws up the three-pointer from deep in the left corner for Hastings. And the Broncos are out to a 6-2 lead here over Dakota Wesleyan in a couple of three-point plays. One the old-fashioned way. And one of them on a three-pointer by Nate Olson from deep in the left corner. 6-2, the Broncos have the lead a minute and 30 seconds into the ball game. Chris Wilson has got it out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass goes to Jordan Long. They lob it inside. There's a shot up there. It's going to be up and in. Jalen Voss scoring there for Dakota Wesleyan as he powers his way toward the basket. Hastings comes back quickly the other way. 6-4, the Broncos have a two-point lead. Here's a Brent Wells driving it to the goal. Jump pass comes out to Reinwald for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Jordan Long. Long gets it away now to Chris Wilson as he hustles back the other way. Takes it down the right side of the lane all the way to the baseline and then reverses the ball. Justin Nelson, top of the key, kicks it out left side now to Bo LaCroix. Down in the corner with it down there for Dakota Wesleyan. It's going to be Nelson again. Nelson down to Wilson. Comes across the top. That's LaCroix. Moves it down to the baseline out of Long. Trying to dribble inside. Can't do it. Kicks it back out to LaCroix. Two-handed pass comes out on top now to Justin Nelson. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Chris Wilson with the ball. Wilson from the elbow throws up a shot. It rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos have her back the other way. Running back is the Tobin Reinwald. Gets it out of Lohman. Free throw line extended left side. Out on top to Wells. To Reinwald. Bounce pass goes inside to Marvin. He backs up, spins, puts up a shot off the window. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Jordan Long. Out of Wilson down the near sideline. Left-handed dribble. 17-13 to play. It's 6-4. Hastings with a two-point lead here in the first half. Justin Nelson down to Bo LaCroix. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. LaCroix handling the ball at 6'6". Comes over here to Wilson. Bounce pass inside to Jalen Voss. His pass comes out near the 10-second line. It's picked up there by Justin Nelson. Now with 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Nelson has got the ball. Comes across the top to Jordan Long. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Jump pass to Nelson again. His three-pointer put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Wells. Wells down to Marvin into the forecourt. Here comes Hastings. That's Nate Olson with the ball. Takes it underneath the basket. He stops there. Comes back out of the wing to Wells. Now back outside, a three-pointer there by Marvin. It's an air ball. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Dakota Wesleyan ball. Cardi Pennington coming into the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan. Boy, he's a little shaver. Cardi Pennington into the ball game now. 5'7", maybe, and a junior here from Chicago, Illinois. So Dakota Wesleyan has got the ball here in backcourt with 16:29 to play. Here in the first half, Hastings out to a 6-4 lead. Here's Justin Nelson with it now. Hastings will attack right at the 10-second line. LaCroix hustles into the forecourt, pulls up inside the ring, kicks it back out here to Cardi Pennington, who is averaging 8 points and 1.6 rebounds per game so far for the Tigers this year. Over on the wing on the left side, that's Bamberg. Luke Bamberg is into the ball game as well for the Tigers. Hastings into man-to-man defense. Bamberg has got it now. Two-handed pass goes down in the corner to Pennington. He drives the ball inside, tries to dish it away, and it goes out of bounds. They look and they give the ball to Dakota Wesleyan. That's there by the Broncos. So it'll be Dakota Wesleyan playing things in here on the near sideline. 15:58 to play in the first half, 6-4. Hastings out early into this ball game. There's a Cardi Pennington with the ball. 2 seconds, 1 second on the shot clock. He throws it up and scores a three-pointer. Cardi Pennington throwing up a three-pointer there, and Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead. They've scored 5 straight points now. 7-6 is the score. Hastings down for the first time here this afternoon. Wollman goes over to Nate Olson at the top of the key. Tries to go to Reinwald. He mishandles the ball and is picked up here by Dakota Wesleyan. Partington comes back the other way. Drives, shoots, and scores. Cardi Pennington comes into the ball game, hits a three, and makes a nice play there as he drives into the hole. He's now got 5 points, and Dakota Wesleyan with a 9-6 lead, and now we got a foul called. As Hastings pounds the ball inside, Dylan Flynn is into the ball game, and Flynn is fouling the play. So Dakota Wesleyan now with a 9-6 advantage here, 15:26 to play in the first half. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Charles Ferguson. Coming out is going to be Brent Wells. Also into the ball game is going to be Jake Nealon. Jake Nealon into the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan, averaging almost 5 points per ball game. 9-6, Dakota Wesleyan with the lead. Here's Flynn, spins one way, then the other. His shot is up there and in. Nice move by Dylan Flynn. He's got 2 points in the ball game. He had a solid outing against the Concordia the other day. 10 points, 5 rebounds, and 11 minutes of playing time for the Broncos. He hits a field goal there to pull Hastings within 1 point, 9-8 to score. Here's Justin Nelson with the ball right side of the circle. Comes the other way. That's going to be Jordan Long as he dribbles down on the baseline. Now reverses the ball, gets it to Justin Nelson. Partington to the near sideline now. Back out to the top of the key. There's a jumper put up there and in, a two-pointer. Yep, a two-pointer foot was on the line. Jordan Long throws up a long two there for Dakota Wesleyan. 11-8, Broncos within 3 points now. As they come back and work with it in their offensive zone, that's a Nate Olson as he works out on top against the Partington. Olson dribbles left and then right. Here's a feed down in the corner. That'll go Tobin Reinwald, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on the DWU. It's going to go on Jake Nealon. That's going to be his first. As team foul number 3 already on the Tigers. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Alex Thayer. Thayer will check in. Also coming in will be Dane Bacon. Hastings will play things in. Wollman gets it to Bacon. Out on top to Alex for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Dakota Wesleyan. The Tigers come back with the ball. That's a Pennington over here on the near sideline. In between the circles to Bamberg. Out on top again to Pennington. Brings it back here in the left wing. Mike Lee into the ball game now. He's the leading scorer. He's been injured for the past 4 or 5 ball games. And he's back in there today seeing his first playing time. There's another long-range jumper by Pennington. No good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Outlet pass. They get it to Brady Woolman. Spins in the lane. Takes it to the hole. The shot is up there and in. Nice move to the basket there by Brady Woolman of Hastings. That's his first field goal. And the Broncos are back to within 1. 11-10 the score. Dakota Wesleyan with a 1-point lead. Tigers have the ball down the near sideline. Mike Lee goes cross court over there to Jake Nealon. Nealon down to Bamberg. Brings it back over here to Pennington again. Pennington out to Mike Lee. They work against this Bronco man-to-man defense. There's a Cardi Pennington. Bounce pass goes inside to Voss. He wheels in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Flynn. Dylan Flynn out with pass to the near sideline. Here comes Hastings. Alex Thayer with the ball. Now to Brady Lohman. Back out on top with it. There's Dane Bacon. Now to Thayer. Down in the corner to Lohman. Entry pass to get it to Flynn. Flynn powers his way to the basket. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Dylan Flynn scores his second field goal. And Hastings has now got a 12-11 advantage. Hastings reclaims the lead here with 13:09 to play in the first half. Broncos again attacking here in backcourt. Coming up the near sideline was Lee. His pass is going to be kicked by the Broncos. So a violation there, and it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan playing things in here on the near sideline. Jalen Voss coming back into the ball game for Dakota Wesleyan. That prompts Jake Marvin to check in as well for Hastings College. We're 7 minutes into the ball game, a seesaw battle so far. Hastings 12 and Dakota Wesleyan 11. Guardy Pennington has got the ball out here in three-point territory, drives it behind his screen. Now reverses the ball as they get it to the right side of the floor here. Nealon has got it on the wing. Picked up by Dane Bacon. Entry pass. They get it down low, and a shot is up and in. Turnaround jumper there by Jalen Voss. He scores. He's now got 4 points in the ball game, and DWU goes out on top now by the score of 13-12. At the free throw line is Barman. He backs down the lane, spins, can't put up a shot. Goes down in the corner. Alex Thayer. Thayer, not a woman. Gets it back out to the top of the key. Dane Bacon has got it now. Sends it across the top to Thayer. Down in the corner to Lohman. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. A shot is up there and in. Hastings getting the, or that was Marvin. Marvin inside there for Hastings. Gets his second field goal. And now it's a 14-13 ball game in favor of Hastings. Pressure again by the Broncos. Nealon gets the ball in the offensive zone. Pennington has got it. Left side of the floor. Comes out to Nealon again. Back down in the corner. Pennington picked up out there by the Broncos. That's going to be Charles Ferguson right in his face defensively. There's a bounce pass going inside again. Powering his way to the basket. His shot is up there. No good by Voss. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Running back the other way is going to be Bacon with the ball. Now to Charles Ferguson. Entry pass to get it inside to Marvin. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Nealon. Now to Pennington. To go to Wesleyan with a one-point lead. Actually, Hastings with a one-point lead. Now 14-13. 11.5 to play here in the first half from the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Pennington with the ball now for DWU. Bounce pass, they get it to the top of the key. Tipped away. It's picked up there by the Tigers as they drive it to the elbow. Left side of the lane. Back out to Pennington. Here's a bounce pass out to Nealon. His shot is up there and in. Just inside the three-point circle there. Jake Nealon throwing up the shot. 15-14 is the score now. Hastings trailing by a point. Broncos with the ball under offensive end. Charles Ferguson, not a woman here on the near sideline. They go to Wesleyan into man-to-man defense. Woman comes out on top. Alex Thayer drives the ball to the basket as it knocked out of his hands out of bounds. Thayer trying to take it down the right side of the lane as it knocked out of his hands. Here come five new players into the ball game now. Two for Hastings and three for Dakota Wesleyan at the 10:58 mark of this first half. Dakota Wesleyan won the women's ball game today, 50-47. There's a long pass in the lane to Reinwald, and his shot is up and in. Off the inbounds, Tobin Reinwald scores for Hastings. That's his first field goal, 16-15. Hastings College now back out on top. Chris Wilson, a two-handed pass, comes across the top now to Jordan Long. Brings it back to the near sideline to Wilson. Bounce pass, get it down low. Here's Voss. He works with it down there. His shot's going to be no good. And the ball rebounded here by Dakota Wesleyan. Jordan Long takes that one away from Marvin. Keeps the ball alive here for DWU. Here's Chris Wilson with the ball. Comes over here to Jordan Long. Long down to the wing on the right side to Justin Nelson into Voss. Voss wheels in the lane. His shot is up there. It's coming no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Reinwald with a rebound down the near sideline to Ferguson. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Leaves it out on top now to Olson. Or to Alex Thayer. Now to Bacon. He drives the ball into the hole, and his shot is no good, but a foul is called. A foul is going to be called here on Dakota Wesleyan, and going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Ferguson. Nope, they're going to inbound it. Inbound at baseline left side as Olson will inbound the ball. It's going to be kicked right back out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in underneath their own hole to the left side with 10-10 remaining here in this first half. 16-15 the score. Hastings out on top by one. Broncos will play it in way out on top. With it for Hastings will be Charles Ferguson. Now to Reinwald as he drives the ball to the hole. His shot is going to be no good. Partially deflected, and the ball is brought down by Voss. Running back the other way is Chris Wilson. He dribbles down the lane. Kicks it over here to Jordan Long. Down in the corner to Justin Nelson. They lob it back inside to Voss. His shot is up there. He misses the easy one. He misses the easy one inside, and the ball ripped out of there by Marvin of Hastings. Running back the other way. Here's the Broncos. Tobin Reinwald out on top. Marvin for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Chris Wilson. He runs her back the other way for Dakota Wesley and gets it to Nelson. He drives a shot. No good. A foul is called. Like a hockey match here. Both teams getting up and down the floor here. Dakota Wesleyan is a team that's averaging 73 points per ball game on offense. Hastings 72.9. Broncos give up 74 defensively. Dakota Wesleyan giving up only 67.7. Personal foul goes on Marvin. That's going to be his first. Going to the free throw line for Dakota Wesleyan will be Nelson. And his shot is up there and in. Justin Nelson is 74% foul shooter in the season for the Tigers. Dakota Wesleyan is a team hitting 68% of their foul shots. That is seventh best in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're hitting 45% of their field goals, which is sixth in the conference, and 37% from three-point territory, which is fifth in the conference. Justin Nelson knocks down his second free throw right there, and the Tigers go back out on top now, 17-16. Team's trading baskets here in this early portion of the ball game. Zach Lena is into the contest now for Hastings. Zach Lena is in there. And the ball now. He gave it up to Nate Olson. That was over here to the near sideline. That's going to be Dane Bacon with the ball. Out to Nate on the wing. Ferguson drives it toward the goal. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball grabbed down here by Dakota Wesleyan's Jordan Long. Gives it away to Justin Nelson, to Chris Wilson. Coming back quickly. Back outside. Justin Nelson for three. Shot in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Here's Nate Olson coming back the other way for the Broncos down the near sideline. Nate stops at the top of the three-point circle. Sends it inside to Lena. The ball tipped away. Wilson has got it. Long pass down to four. They get it to Nelson. He drives, shoots, and scores. Hastings turns it away. Justin Nelson gets the field goal as the Broncos commit their third turnover here in this first half. And now Lance wants to call a timeout. 8 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break. Dakota Wesleyan 19, Hastings 16.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 19-16 the score now. Dakota Wesleyan with her biggest lead since 6-2. And now got a three-point advantage. The two teams have been trading baskets here in the past couple of minutes. Hastings back with the ball on their offensive end. This is Dane Bacon. Entry pass to get it to Tobin Reinwald. Right side of the lane. Out to Ferguson. Tries to drive it to the hole. The ball tipped away. It's loose. The scramble is on. It's still loose. 3-4 players to the deck. And now a timeout is called. As Dakota Wesleyan got to the bottom of the stack there, and Chris Wilson came up with it. And DWU calls the quick timeout from the bench here to save the possession. So Hastings will turn it over again. We got a timeout. 8:26 to play in the first half. It's still Dakota Wesleyan 19, Hastings 16.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including industrial irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and industrial irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377. And industrialirrigation.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here this afternoon. We're at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. 19-16 to score. Dakota Wesleyan with a 3-point lead over Hastings. And now the Broncos are going to flash a little zone here at Dakota Wesleyan midway through this first half of play. Chris Wilson has got the ball. Now to Justin Nelson, to Wilson. Now they're working to the left side to Bo LaCroix, who's back into the ballgame. Now to Wilson again. Takes it to the elbow. Left side of the lane. The Nelson. Bounce pass goes inside to Voss. Now to Long. Down here on the baseline. Nearly lost the ball. Jordan Long's pass over here to Bamberg. Luke Bamberg is back into the ballgame. Now to Chris Wilson. 5 seconds in the shot clock. Wilson at the free throw line. Falls down with the ball. And it's going to be picked up by Hastings. That's Nate Olson coming back the other way. Driving, shooting, and scoring is Ryan Wallen. His shot is up and in. He's fouling a play. That was the first turnover of the ball game for Dakota Wesleyan. And Hastings Does back the other way. Nate Olson gets the assist. Tobin Reinwald gets the field goal for the Broncos. And now Tobin goes to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a three-point play. 19-18 the score. Hastings back to within 1 point. Tobin Reinwald, an 81% foul shooter, will go to the free throw line here for the Broncos. Hastings, the best free throw shooting team out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week, hitting on 76% of their free throw tosses. Reinwald's shot is up there as good, so a three-point play there by Reinwald, and we are tied up now at 19 points apiece. 7 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Here in the first half, the Broncos attacking here in backcourt. Justin Nelson has got it. There's a pass to Long. He dribbles down the lane. Nice pass left side. Bamberg can't go for the shot, though. Great defense by Flynn. And now Dakota Wesleyan throws the ball out of the bounce in the corner. Flynn had the baseline pretty well sealed off there. Dakota Wesleyan couldn't go up for the shot. Then they turn it over for the second time, the second consecutive turnover here. Broncos come back the other way. Here's Lohman off with a short baseline. A shot is up and in. Brady Lohman scoring there for Hastings College. That's his second field goal of the ball game. And the Broncos have taken the lead now 21-19. Now we got a whistle here in the backcourt. We're going to have a foul call here in backcourt. It's going to go on the Broncos away from all the action. It's going to be Dakota Wesleyan inbounding the ball. I think the scorers table is confused too. Nothing up on the board yet, but it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan playing things in here on the near sideline. It's the first foul on Hastings. So here comes Dakota Wesleyan back with the ball here at the top of the key. That's going to be Bamberg out of Pennington to the near sideline. They get it to Bo LaCroix. Out of Long again. Moves it down in the corner to Justin Nelson. Drives the baseline there against Olson. Jump pass comes out of the wing to LaCroix. Nearly threw it out of bounds. LaCroix climbs the ladder to grab that one. Out of Pennington, over to Nelson, takes it down on the baseline. A short jumper is up there, around the rim, falls off, no good. The ball tipped down there, and a foul is called. A foul here will go on Dakota Wesleyan, and Hastings will come back with the ball. It's going to go on Luke Bamberg. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Tigers. 21-19 the score. Hastings College with a 2-point lead. Broncos have the basketball back in their offensive zone. Brett Wells, bounce pass is too far, and they throw it out of bounds. Dylan Flynn had posted up left side of the lane. They tried to get him the ball, and they threw it out of bounds. That is turnover number 4 on Hastings College here in the ball game. 21-19, 6.5 minutes to play. In this first half, the Broncos with a 2-point lead. Pennington with the ball. Comes to Bo LaCroix. Out of Bamberg over here on the wing to Justin Nelson as he holds it. The Broncos back into their man-to-man defense. Entry pass, and we got a foul called. They go to Wesleyan pounding the ball in the paint there. The Broncos commit to personal foul. It's going to go on Brady Wallman of Hastings. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 2 on the Broncos here in this half. Justin Nelson will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 21-19, Broncos with a 2-point lead. Nelson looking to trigger things in. Looking. Finally has to come way out on top. Jordan Long has got it now to Cardi Pennington. The Chicago, Illinois native there. Comes over here to Justin Nelson. He holds the ball. Comes to Bo LaCroix now. A big 6'6" guard. Here's a feed of the wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by the Broncos. And running back the other way is going to be Ryan Wall, and he's fouling the play. And Tobin is fouled here. That's only going to be the sixth team foul on Dakota Wesleyan. Justin Nelson picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. And they're going to give Ryan Wall some free throws here as he was coming back the other way. In the act of shooting, 21-19, this will be a two-shot foul. As Tobin Reinwald will toe the mark, his shot is up there as good. Reinwald now with 8 points, actually 6 points here in the first half. It's his second free throw of the ball game. It's now a 22-19 ball game in favor of Hastings. Broncos have their 3-point lead. Reinwald sets to the line. Next shot is up there. That was in and out and back in again. Tobin Reinwald hits a pair there for Hastings. It's now a 23-19 ball game. Broncos applying some pressure. Dakota Wesleyan gets the ball into their offensive zone again. Dribbling with it is Pennington. He comes out here to Long, who hands it back away to Pennington. He comes out into three-point territory. Bounce pass goes to Lee right at the elbow, left side of the lane. Lee gives it up to Jake Nealon, who's back in there. Jake Nealon comes out to Pennington. 8 seconds. That's Lee with the ball, sends it inside. Kicks it back out here to Jordan Long. He drives the ball down the lane. Nice pass down to Voss. His shot is up there. No good. Gets his own rebound. Follow shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Right as the shot clock expires, Jalen Voss gets the field goal, and he's going to be fouling the play. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. So working the baseline down there to big old Jalen Voss. He gets the field goal to go down. Nate Olson picks up the foul. That's going to be Nate's first. And Jalen Voss will try to tack on one right here. It's 23-21. Hastings out on top by two. Shot is up there. It is good by Jalen Voss. He's now got 7 points here in the first half. So 23-22, Hastings leading by a point here. 5.5 minutes to play in this first half. That's a Nate Olson out here in three-point territory. He's got the ball. Nate dribbling down the near sideline as he works against Pennington. Olson stops at the top of the three-point circle. Now to Lohman, now to Nate Olson. Inside to Tobin. Reinwald spins. He goes for the basket. His shot is up there and in. Nice move to the basket there. Reinwald spins toward the baseline and scores. Tobin with 9 points in the ball game now for Hastings. 25-22. And the Broncos with a three-point lead here in this first half. Down to 5 minutes to go. Here's Dakota Wesleyan working in the half-court offense now. Pennington has got the ball picked up by Reinwald of Hastings. Out on top, that's it, Jordan Long. Long dribbles to the wing, flips it out here in the three-point territory to Pennington. Pennington, top of the key, Mike Lee to the far side. Nealon has got the ball now. Jake, bounce pass, left side of the lane. They work it inside to a Jordan Long. Back out to Pennington, back to Long. 2 seconds, 1 second, spins toward the baseline, throws up a shot and hits it. As the shot clock expires, Jordan Long, the short baseline left side, scores. 25-24, and Hastings now with a one-point lead. Here's Brady Lohman with the ball. Lohman out here in three-point territory, gets it away, goes down in the corner. Ferguson, he gets it away. Now he throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to get it back down on the short baseline right side of Brady Lohman, and he throws it out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 5 on Hastings. End of the ball game now for the Broncos will be Bacon. Dane Bacon checks in. Lohman will check out. 25-24 is the score. Hastings with a one-point advantage. Here comes Mike Lee back with the ball down the near sideline now for Dakota Wesleyan. His jump pass goes to the far side. Nealon has got it now. Nealon out to a Mike Lee. Again, he's the leading scorer. He's been out with an injury for the past 4 or 5 ball games. Now seeing some playing time against the Broncos. Runs over a man out here. Lee kicks it back out to Pennington. His three-pointer put up there is going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot good, and he's fouled. That's a Jordan Long. Jordan Long gets the offensive board in the putback, and he's fouling the play. That was Nate Olson who went down here. Him and Lee kind of collided out here in three-point territory, but no foul was called. And now Nate's going to have to come to the bench, hobbling a little bit as he comes to the sideline there for Hastings. Alex Thayer is going to come back in. A personal foul went against Dylan Flynn of Hastings is first. And Jordan Long will go to the free-throw line here to try to make this a three-point play. Dakota Wesleyan back out on top, 26-25. Shot from the line is up there, and it rims off. No good. Just falls off the left side. And a rebound comes down to Hastings. So the Broncos are trailing by a point, 3:44 to play here in the first half. Reinwald has got it. Ball got away from him, but Tobin picks her back up in three-point territory. Alex Thayer has got it. Now to Reinwald. This pass back out on top is going to be deflected into the backcourt. It goes out of bounds here in the over the end line, and Hastings will play things in and come back the other direction. 15 seconds left in the shot clock here. 3:29 to play in the first half. Hastings trailing Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 26-25. Alex Thayer with the ball gets it now to Brady Lohman. He races it back into the offensive zone. Hastings with only 10 seconds to work on the shot clock. Lohman takes off for the hole. His shot is up there. No good. High into the air for the rebound is Voss. Jalen Voss has got it for Dakota Wesleyan. Gets it away now to Pennington. Hustles into the forecourt, down the near sideline. Picked up there by Alex Thayer of Hastings. Pennington with the ball now. Bounce pass comes over here to Jordan Long as he holds it. Out on top, dribbles it to the wing on the right side. Now to Pennington. Holds it. Bounce pass goes inside to Voss. Voss spins toward the baseline. Can't go for the shot. Now to Mike Lee. Crossover pass goes over to Jake Nealon for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Jake Martin with the rebound. Gets it away now. With the ball there is going to be Dane Bacon. Bacon drives it down the right side of the lane to the goal. He goes. His shot no good. Marvin had to rebound and lost it out of bounds. Hastings lost it out of bounds. We're down to 2:42 to play here in the first half. It's 26-25. Dakota Wesleyan with a one-point lead. Tigers will inbound the ball. That's a Mike Lee. Lee working here in backcourt against Bacon as Hastings has got that zone pressure on. Dakota Wesleyan breaks it, and they get it into the offensive zone here. Cardi Pennington Matched up outside against Alex Thayer of Hastings. Bounce pass, Jordan Long, 25 feet away from the basket. There's a feed to the wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted again by Bacon. He dishes off to a Reinwald. His shot is up there. He misses the layup. Rebound, Reinwald. Follow shot good. Tobin missed the first one. He got the offensive board in the putback. He's now got 11 points in the ball game. Hastings with a one-point lead, 27-26. And again, the ball swatted away here. A foul is going to be called on Hastings. Bacon and Lohman had the Tigers trapped here right at the 10-second line on the near sideline, and a reaching-in foul is going to be whistled on Brady Lohman. That's going to be his second. 27-26, the Broncos are leading in this ball game. Drew Danielson's going to come into the ball game now for Hastings College. 27-26, here's Pennington getting away. Goes to the free throw line down to Lee. He drives it inside, dumps it off underneath the basket. His shot is up and in. Luke Bamberg. Bamberg just scores around underneath the hole, and it's now a 28-27 ball game. Dakota Wesleyan with the lead. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive end. Marvin comes over here to Danielson, drives the baseline, goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's good. Drew Danielson just checked in there, and he's got the field goal for the Broncos, and Hastings goes back out on top. 29-28, Hastings with the lead, approaching the 130 mark here in this first half. Mike Lee, his short jumper is up there. It's going to be no good from the right side of the lane. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. He runs her back the other way for Hastings, gets the ball ahead. Down in the corner, there's Danielson for three. Shot is up there, no good. Ball tapped around, picked up by Mike Lee of Dakota Wesleyan. A three-on-one coming back the other way. Driving is Pennington. A shot no good, but he's fouled. A foul here on Hastings, and that's going to send DWU to the free throw line with a minute and 17 seconds to play. Hastings College basketball for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. Dakota Wesleyan won the women's ball game today 50-47 on a three-pointer with 1.7 seconds to play. The foul went on Tobin Reinwald, his first. Going to the free throw line, Cardi Pennington for Dakota Wesleyan, and the shot is up and in. Pennington is 62% foul shooter on the season. He's got 6 points here in the ballgame, and now Lance wants to call a timeout. Lance Critch calls a timeout, a minute and 17 seconds to play. In the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 29, Dakota Wesleyan 29.
Hastings College, a place where you can learn,
investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become. Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Broncos hitting 12 out of 25 shots here early in the ball game, 48%. Dakota Wesleyan 12 out of 27, or 44%. Each team is 1 out of 6 from three-point territory for 16.7%. The Broncos have 5 turnovers in the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan has got 4 so far. The rebounds. Rebounds right now, Hastings has got 14. Dakota Wesleyan has got 15. So Dakota Wesleyan has had as much as a three-point lead here in this first half. Hastings has had a four-point lead, and we've played pretty much between those 2 points here. 29-29 is the score with a minute and 17 seconds to play in this first half. Lance Creech calling that last timeout. Dakota Wesleyan will have another free throw here. Trying to give them the lead. That's Cardi Pennington. Will toe the mark for one more shot here. We're tied up at 29 points apiece with a minute and 17 seconds to play. And Cardi Pennington is at the free throw line, stares it down. His shot is up there. That one is through the hole. So Pennington hitting a pair of free throws, and that gives Dakota Wesleyan now a 30-29 lead. As Hastings comes back with the ball, down the near sideline to get it to Drew Danielson. Danielson back outside to Alex Thayer out near the midcourt stripe here. We got a minute and 6 seconds to play as the Broncos work on their offensive end. Dane Bacon has got it now. In the center of the floor comes to the near sideline. That's it, Drew Danielson. Now they go over on the wing on the left side, down in the corner to Tobin Reinwald. Back outside to Drew for three. His shot is up there. He buries it. Drew Danielson there. He nails a three-pointer from the right wing. He's now got 5 points in the ballgame. Hastings with a two-point lead. Long gets the ball a lead. Drives his shot. Is up there, and he's fouling the play. So they break the Bronco pressure. They get the ball to Mike Lee. Takes it right to the hole and scores. And he has fouled the play here. by Danielson of Hastings. That's going to be his first. So Drew hits the three-pointer here at the offensive end and then commits the personal foul on the defensive end. Mike Lee to the stripe here trying to make this a three-point play. We're tying up at 32 now as Mike Lee goes to the line. His shot is up there, and that one is good. So Dakota Westland has got a one-point lead again, 33-32, 37 seconds to play in this first half. Hastings with the ball. They get it into the offensive zone to a Dylan Flynn. Flynn comes out here in the three-point territory. Now the Broncos will set up offensively. That's Alex Thayer with the ball. Alex comes to the near sideline to a Drew Danielson to Thayer. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Here's a Drew Danielson again. Goes over in the wing on the left side as Hastings works against this man-to-man. 14 seconds to play. Danielson comes over here on the right side. That's Alex Thayer with the ball. Back out to Bacon. Swings it left side to Danielson. Takes it to the top of the key. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the shot clock expires. Shot clock expires there as that one did not draw iron. And now with 3.8 seconds to play, Dakota Wesleyan will come back the other direction. 3.8 seconds to play here in the first half. Dakota Wesleyan with a lead, 33-32. Lee comes down the near sideline to get it to Pennington. Pennington dribbles. His shot is up there. It's good, but it was after the horn. Pennington throws up a shot from the free throw line there. It goes right through the hole, but it was after the shot, after the clock expires there. So the basket does not count, and it'll be a one-point ball game here at halftime in favor of Dakota Wesleyan. So the score at halftime is Dakota Wesleyan 33, Hastings College 32. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service, free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So a seesaw battle throughout much of this first half of play in the men's game here this afternoon. Dakota Wesleyan with a lead over Hastings at the break. The score is 33-32. The biggest lead for Hastings in the first half was 4 points. The biggest lead for Dakota Wesleyan, 3 points. Other than that, we played pretty much between those two numbers here this afternoon. And Hastings is trailing at the break. It is 33-32. The shooting numbers in the first half of play, Hastings hit on 48% of their field goal tries today in the first half, 13 out of 27. Dakota Wesleyan, 13 out of 28 for 46.4%. Meanwhile, Dakota Wesleyan hitting 1 out of 6 on three-pointers in the first half for 16%. Hastings was 2 out of 8 for 25%. Free throws, Hastings was 4 out of 4 in the first half. Dakota Wesleyan was 6 out of 7. The rebounds, about even. Dakota Wesleyan was 16 rebounds in the first half, 14 for Hastings. Dakota Wesleyan leading on the offensive glass 4-2. The Broncos so far with a total of 5 turnovers in the ball game, no block shots and 3 steals. Dakota Wesleyan has got 4 turnovers. They've got 1 block shot and 3 steals. in the score here at halftime, 33-32. Dakota Wesleyan with a lead over Hastings College this afternoon. Scoring in the first half for DWU, Jalen Voss has got 7 points. He's got 3 field goals. He is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Cardi Pennington has knocked down a 3 and a 2, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 7. Jordan Long has got 6 points today on 3 field goals. The other scores for the Tigers, you've got Justin Nelson in there with a field goal, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has got 4 points. Mike Lee has got a field goal, and he is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. He's got 3. Chris Wilson has hit a field goal for 2. Luke Bamberg has got a field goal and 2 points. And Jordan Long has got a field goal and 2 points. Hastings College being led by Tobin Reinwald. He's got 11 here in the first half. Reinwald has got 4 field goals, and he is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. 5 points for Drew Danielson off of the bench. He's going a 2-pointer and a 3-pointer in a couple of minutes of action there in the first half. Jake Marvin has got 5 points in the ball game. He's got 2 field goals. He's 1 out of 1 from the line. Dylan Flynn has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Brady Lohman, 2 field goals and 4 points. And Nate Olson has nailed a tray for his only points in the ball game. 3 points for Nate Olson. Nate went down late in the first half of play. Looked like he may have twisted an ankle over there. Did not play the last couple of minutes that first half, so we'll check on his availability as they come out for the second half. But Nate was on the bench after being slightly injured late in the first half there on a collision with DWU's Mike Lee. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan, the only men's ball game in the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. The rest of the action was yesterday. Midland upset number 2-ranked Dort in men's competition. Final score of 76-71. Morningside beat Concordia 80-54. Mount Marty over Doan men's play 69-66. And Northwestern took care of Nebraska Wesleyan in men's play 69-61. The conference standings as of today, Dort is now on top with a 9-2 record. Northwestern just a game behind at 8-3. They've got Briarcliff 1.5 games back at 7-3. Morningside is in there at 7-4. Midland is at 6-5. Mount Marty is at 5-6. Hastings is at 4-6. They've got Concordia at 4-7. Dakota Wesleyan at 3-7. Nebraska Wesleyan at 3-8. And Doan is sitting at 3-8 as we make the turn here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The round robin style of scheduling here for the 2011-2012 season. So that means we play everybody twice. Top 8 teams out of the regular season standings will move on to the GPAC postseason tournament that gets underway in late February. We're at halftime here. Dakota Wesleyan with a lead over Hastings College. The score is 33-32. Coming up, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week and Hastings College Spotlight with Tyson Ervonik. We've got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business. 1035 South Burlington. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is Josie Shaw from Hershey, Nebraska. A junior transfer from Doan College, majoring in biology with a 3.64 GPA. On the court, she's appeared in all 17 games for the Lady Broncos, and in the classroom is a member of the National Honor Society, the Dean's List, and a member of the Pre-Med Club. Her hobbies include rodeo, golf, and track. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Josie Schaub. KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built this business, 1035 South Burlington in Hastings. Save on the Whirlpool family of appliances during the January clearance sale at Rogers Incorporated. Save on the Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid refrigerators, ranges, dishwashers, washers and dryers, microwaves, and more. Plus, no interest if paid in full within 12 months on a qualifying appliance purchase $499 or more. Ask Rogers for details. 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Open every day, Sundays noon to 4.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. We're at halftime of the Hastings College basketball games. Joining us now on the line, we have Dr. Dwayne Strassheim. He is a Dean Emeritus and also the Professor of English and Linguistics over at Hastings College as well. Dr. Strassheim, thank you so much for being our guest this afternoon.
Well, yes, thank you. I'm glad to be with you.
Dr. Strassheim, we brought you on the program as we're kind of focusing on this particular month on the Hastings College Spotlight about the J term currently going on over at Hastings College, and brought you on the program because you have an interesting, very historical perspective on things, and we want to kind of get a look on how this all got started. And with that, Dr. Strassheim, just tell us a little bit about the history of J term.
Well, it goes back a long, long way, and so do I at Hastings College. I came to Hastings College in the fall of 65. But actually, the seed was planted in 64 when we underwent an accreditation visit by the North Central Association. That's our most important accreditation at Hastings College. They accredit our entire program, and they came in 64. That was the year before I was here. But as part of an accreditation visit, an accreditation team will often give a school some advice that it doesn't necessarily need to follow in order to stay accredited, but good advice for improving the institution. And basically, they told us in 1964 that we had a really strong traditional academic program, but one of the things we might consider would be something that would maybe be new and different and innovative and fresh and something that might set us apart from other strong private liberal arts colleges. So that occurred in 64, and Ted Maxson was the president of Hastings College at that time. He had come here in 1957, and he came here from the National Office of the Presbyterian Church, and he was in charge of higher education, and so he worked with all of the Presbyterian colleges, and it so happened that the very first college in the nation to adopt a J term or a 414 calendar was Florida Presbyterian in 1960, and they were just delighted with the success that they had had with it, and of course they had communicated that to Dr. Maxson, and so Dr. Maxson immediately proposed that we do that here at Hastings College, and so we debated that as a faculty. By the fall of 65, I was here as a member of the faculty, and we debated that all year from the 1965-1966 academic year. There were a lot of strong feelings expressed and so forth, and we all thought it was terribly controversial, but when it came down to it in the spring of 66, as I recall, and don't quote me on this for the exact numbers, but okay. As I recall, the vote was about 55-4 in favor of going to a 414 calendar, 4 months in the fall, 1 month in January, and 4 months in the spring. And so we voted for that, and we adopted it, and our first J term was in 1967. We were tied for sixth in the nation, if you want to think of it that way. That is, there were five other schools by then which had adopted a J term before we did, and there were several schools that adopted it in 1967 for the 1967 January term. And one of the nice ways to remember that is that the Super Bowl started in 1967 right. as well. And so this will be the 46th this is the 46th Super Bowl this year, and this is the 46th J-term at Hastings College. So that's a little bit on the very early history of J-term.
Once again, Dr. Dwayne Strassheim, our guest on the Hastings College Spotlight, the Dean Emeritus, Professor of English and Linguistics as well. Dr. Strassheim, we really appreciate the time on the Hastings College Spotlight, getting that perspective on J-Term, and we look forward to the continued success at J-Term at Hastings College and look forward to talking with you again in the future.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it. Thanks. I appreciate the opportunity.
Keep it here on 1230 KHAS. When we come back, it's the second half action, Hastings College Broncos, Concordia Bulldogs on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service, free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. We're at halftime, 33-32. Dakota Wesleyan with a one-point lead over Hastings. Again, 16-14, the rebounding edge for Dakota Wesleyan in the first half. The Tigers' leading rebounder with Jordan Long. He had five boards in the first 20 minutes. Tobin Reinwald had four for Hastings. So a tight basketball game, what we expect to do this afternoon. And Dakota Wesleyan will have the ball to begin this second half of play, as they work against the Bronco man-to-man to start off this second half. Chris Wilson has got the ball in the wing over there on the left side for Dakota Wesleyan as he puts it on the floor and dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Now to Justin Nelson. Down in the corner again to Chris Wilson. Out to Jalen Voss at the top of the key. Moves it over to Justin Nelson. Moves it to the free throw line. Gives it up now to a Jordan Long. We've got 4 seconds in the shot clock. Driving for the hole is LaCroix, and he signs up and in. Bo LaCroix driving it to the hole and scores as the shot clock was ticking down. That's the first field goal of the ball game for LaCroix. An ounce of 3-point lead for Dakota Wesleyan at 35-32. Hastings with the ball. DWU will start off in a man-to-man defense as well here in this second half. Reinwald comes over to Nate Olson, who gets the start here in the second half. That's good news. Down to Woolman underneath the basket. His shot's going to be no good. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan on the rebound. Chris Wilson gets it over here to Bo LaCroix. Bounce pass goes inside to Long. Long's pass across the lane to get it to Voss, and his shot is up and in. Jalen Voss scoring there, so Dakota Wesleyan scores the first 4 points here in the second half, and now the Tigers have their biggest lead of the ball game at 37-32. Hastings College coming back with the ball. That's Reinwald. Moves it to Nate Olson, takes it down on the baseline, jumps pass, comes back to Tobin Reinwald. Cross-court pass comes to the near side. Here's a long-range jumper put up there and in, a three-pointer by Bacon. Dane Bacon gets the start here in the second half and nails a trail over on the right side. 37-35. Hastings now down by 2 points. LaCroix has got the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan. Comes out into 3 points here toward Chris Wilson. Bounce pass is going to be too far as they try to get it to Jalen Voss, who posted up left side of the lane, and they threw it a little bit too far. Goes out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 5 on Dakota Wesleyan here in the ball game. Hastings College also with 5 turnovers, so the teams have taken care of the ball pretty well here in the first part of this contest. We're down to 18-10 remaining in the ball game. It's 37-35. Hastings down by a couple of points, but the Broncos have the ball. Bounce pass goes inside. They get it to Woolman. Kicks it back out to Bacon. His shot for three is going to be no good. Voss gets the rebound. Voss gets it away. Now to Chris Wilson. As he runs it back the other way to Justin Nelson. Back out here to Chris Wilson. Top of the key. Now to Long. He works against the Dane Bacon of Hastings. Bounce pass goes inside to Voss. His reverse layup is up and in. Jalen Voss scoring there. He's got 10 points in the ball game. But check that, 11 points now for Voss. 39-35. It's a four-point lead for the Tigers. Hastings with the ball. There's Brady Lohman over on the wing to a Nate Olson. They get it inside, left side of the lane to a Tobin. He kicks it back out here in three-point territory. Now to Lohman down in the corner. His shot for three is going to be no good. And the ball picked up in the opposite corner by Bo LaCroix. He gets it away down to Chris Wilson as he winds his way up the floor here. Gets it in the hands of LaCroix. Out to a Justin Nelson who gives it to a Chris Wilson. 39-35. Hastings is down by 4 points here in the second half. Here's Long. Bounce pass again. Goes inside to Voss. He's double-teamed this time. Gets it back out to Long. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Nate Olson gets it down the left sideline. That's a Tobin Reinwald. Drives for the hole and his shot is up and in. Reinwald scoring there for Hastings. Tobin now with 13 points in the ballgame. 39-37. Dakota Wesley with a two-point lead. Here's Jordan Long. He drives and we got a blocking foul here on Hastings. A blocking foul on Nate Olson. That's going to be Nate's second personal foul in the ballgame. It's going to be a non-shooting situation, so Dakota Wesleyan will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket here. So Dakota Wesleyan will play things in all the way back out to in back court as they get it to a Jordan Long who gets it to Chris Wilson. Wilson now to a Jordan Long again, picked up out there by Woolman of Hastings defensively. Here's Wilson. Bounce pass again. Goes inside to Voss. His hook shot is up there. And he's fouling the play. Daylon Voss gets the field goal. That time he was fouled by Trevor Holtmeyer, who just checked in there for the Broncos. So Dakota Wesleyan getting the ball inside now to a Jalen Voss here in the first couple of minutes of the second half. Lance tried Tobin Reinwald in there right there, and he gets hit with his first personal foul. 41-37 is the score. And now Lance is questioning something. I think the preceding foul, Lance, the PA announcer said that foul was on Tobin Reinwald, and it should have been on Nate Olson. He was the one who took the charge down here, or took the block down here underneath the basket. And now the officials are going to come over to the scores table to discuss things. The PA announcer credited that one to a Tobin Reinwald. And it was Nate who clearly got off the deck there after being hit on the play. So now Lance is going to double-check all that at the scores table. The score is 41-37. Hastings is down in the ballgame. Now the officials have really got things sorted out here. And coming to the free throw line now is going to be Jalen Voss. So Voss to the free throw line now for Dakota Wesleyan. The Tigers have a four-point lead. Holtmeyer picked up that last foul for Hastings. Here comes a shot from the line. It's up and in by Voss. 42-37 now.
Is your furniture ready for a
42-37. Hastings College is down by 5 points here in the ballgame. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive zone as they work with man-to-man defense. Here's Nate Olson, dribble penetration, a bounce pass down on the baseline. It's going to be tipped away, and it's picked up here. Picked up here by Dakota Wesleyan, a turnover on Hastings. That's a Chris Wilson with the ball. Left side of the circle, bounce pass again, goes to Voss. His little hook shot is up there and in. Jalen Voss could not miss here in the second half. He's got 16 points in the ballgame, and nine of those have occurred so far here in the first couple of minutes of the second half. Here's a three-pointer put up there and in. A three-pointer by Dane Bacon. That's his second tray of the ballgame. He's got 6 points. 44-40. Dakota Wesleyan with a four-point lead. We're down to 15:45 to play here in the ball game. They work it inside to Jordan Long. Kicks it back out here to a Justin Nelson. Nelson gets it out of Wilson. Just to the left of the circle. Picked up there by Bacon of Hastings. Out to Jordan Long. Long tries to drive it. Goes over to Wilson on the far sideline. Bounce pass goes inside to Voss. That time he falls down with it. Gets it to Jordan Long. Long back outside the ring here to LaCroix, top of the key to Justin Nelson. Dribble penetration down the right side of the lane. Stops there. He falls down with the ball. It's picked up by LaCroix. His off-balance three is up there. It's no good, but an offensive rebound. Offensive rebound to Chris Wilson. So they get a fresh shot clock. And Dakota Wesleyan still in the offensive attack here with a four-point lead. 44-40 is the score. There's a Chris Wilson with the ball. Drives it down to paint to the basket. He goes. His shot is up there. It's no good. Voss had the rebound, and now we got a foul called. Again, Nate Olson is helped up off of the deck here for Hastings College. A personal foul is going to be called on the Broncos. That's going to go on Holtmeyer again. That's going to be his second. So Holtmeyer with a couple of fouls. Going to the free throw line again will be Jalen Voss. Dakota Wesleyan all over him here in this second half of play. Voss has already got 9 points. And we played just over 5 minutes of the second half. Jalen Voss to the free throw line. He averages 10.4 in the season. He's already got 16 in the ball game here. He'll have two shots as he will toe the mark here for Dakota Wesleyan with his team out on top by a score of 44-40. There's a shot up there. It's going to be good. So Voss tacks on another one. He's a 62% foul shooter on the season. He's a 6'7" freshman out of Worthington, Minnesota. Jalen Voss. Well, I have one more shot here. It's now a 45-40 ball game in favor of Dakota Wesleyan. Voss will have one more shot here. It's in the air, and that baby is around the rim and falls off no good. And another offensive rebound, that time by Jake Nealon. So again, Dakota Wesleyan has a chance here with a 5-point lead. 45-40 as they get the offensive board after the missed free throw. Dakota Wesleyan with it. Here's a long-range three by Lee. It's up there and in. That was a big possession for Dakota Wesleyan. Now they hit the three ball. And Dakota Wesleyan now has a 48-40 lead. And now Lance wants to call a timeout. Hastings giving up an offensive board there after the missed free throw. And then Mike Lee knocks down a three-pointer for DWU. 14 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the ballgame. It's now Dakota Wesleyan 48, Hastings 40.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beam & Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beam's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beam's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beam's today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
In the games the Broncos have lost this year, they have been out-rebounded. And Hastings today getting out-rebounded by Dakota Wesleyan 22-15 so far in the ballgame. 14 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in the second half. It's 48-40 now. Dakota Wesleyan with an 8-point lead over Hastings. This is their biggest lead of the ballgame. Now Hastings with the ball on their offensive end, and they throw the ball away coming out of the timeout. Dylan Flynn rockets a pass down in the corner to the left side. Flynn threw it way over the head of Nate Olson out of bounds. So the Broncos turn it away for the sixth time here in the ballgame. Hastings trailed at halftime, and now they have an 8-point deficit here. It was 33-32 at halftime in favor of Dakota Wesleyan. It's now 48-40. Here's Dakota Wesleyan with the ball. A shot from the left side. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound again. Comes down to Bamberg. Gets it inside. Driving down the lane. Shot up and in. Herman. But Dueno scoring there. Herman Mondueno scoring there for Dakota Wesleyan. It's now a 50-40 ball game. And the Broncos come back the other way. Now we got a foul called. So Herman Mondueno, who just checked in there for Dakota Wesleyan, gets a driving layup toward the goal. That's his first field goal. Back at the other end, Bamberg missed a personal foul. That's going to be his third non-shooting situation. So Hastings College will play things in. The Broncos down by 10 points now here in this second half of play. Hastings is riding a two-game winning streak here, but it's in jeopardy right now. Now we got a whistle underneath the hole here as the Broncos are setting up offensively. That's going to be the third team foul in Dakota Wesleyan. It's going to go on Bamberg. That's going to be his fourth. So Luke Bamberg is going to have to come out of the ball game now. He just picked up his third and fourth fouls there within a couple of seconds of one another. Now Hastings will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 13:50 remaining in the ball game. The Broncos are down by 10. They lob it into the lane. Reinwald has got it. Now contact made and another foul called. They lob it in the lane there off of the inbound from underneath the basket. Reinwald then fouled into play here. It's going to go on Pennington. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number three on Dakota Wesleyan. So Hastings will play things in. Drew Danielson has got it now across the top to Alex there. Comes to the near sideline. Reinwald spins. He goes for the basket. His shot is up there at in. Tobin Reinwald scores. Reinwald now with 15 in the ball game. It's 50-42. Back quickly is Pennington now down the near sideline. Cardi Pennington with the ball picked up by Alex Thayer. Back into the contest for Hastings College. Come on, Dueno on the wing on the left side. Moves it down on the baseline to Lee. He drives and shot is up and in. Mike Lee scoring. He's got 8 points. Again, it's a 10-point ball game. 52-42. Hastings with the ball. Here's Woolman for three. His shot is up there and in. Nothing but net there by Brady Woolman as he knocks it down in front of the Bronco bench over there. 7 points in the ball game for Brady. 52-45. Hastings down by seven. Here's Pennington back for Dakota Wesleyan. He shoots a shot from the elbow. It's up and in. An off-balance shot from the elbow, and he scores. Pennington now with nine. 54-45. Hastings down by 9 points. Alex Thayer back with the ball now for the Broncos to Brady Woolman. Woolman trying to penetrate. Goes down in the corner again to Thayer. Drives the baseline. Jump pass out on top. Reinwald open for three. Takes the shot and hits it. Tobin Reinwald open for the three-pointer from the top of the key. He hits a three ball there. He's now got 18 points in the ball game, and the Broncos are now within 6 points, 54-48. Here comes Pennington back with the ball now for DWU. Montueno has got it. Moves it over on the far sideline to a Mike Lee. Mike Lee directing some traffic. Comes across the top to Pennington. Pass to the near sideline, and it goes out of bounds. Flynn, Dylan Flynn actually comes out and knocks a Montueno down, but no foul was called here as the ball goes trickling over the end line here, the sideline. And they just signaled Dakota Wesleyan's way. Hometown fans wanted a foul there, didn't get it. Dakota Wesleyan will play things in. Mike Lee looking, finally gets it in to Pennington. Pennington out here in three-point territory, sends it to Madueno. Left side of the lane, out here in three-point territory, drives it against Flynn, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on Dylan Flynn of Hastings. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number four on the Broncos here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation, so Dakota Wesleyan will play things in. Tigers won the women's ball game today, 50-47 over the Hastings College women. There's a shot up there. It's partially deflected as they played it into a Pennington, and the shot was partially deflected. Hastings comes back with the ball. They got it back here. Reinwald for three. His shot is up there. He buries another one. Tobin Reinwald with back-to-back trays there for Hastings. He's now got 21. And the Broncos have cut that 10-point lead back down to three. 54-51 now with 11 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Back-to-back three-pointers by Tobin Reinwald. Broncos on the man-to-man defense, aggressive here this afternoon. As Dakota Wesleyan gets it back into their offensive zone, Nealon, bounce pass goes to Jordan Long. Out to Lee, sets for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Pennington. Guardy Pennington back out to Lee. Swings it right side down to Nealon. Nealon taking it down on the baseline as he drives it toward the goal, and a foul is going to be called here on Danielson. Drew Danielson hit with a personal foul there for the Broncos. That's going to be his second. 15 foul on Hastings. Still a non-shooting situation. It's going to be the Tigers inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Dakota Wesleyan leading Hastings to men's play 54-51. 11:26 to play in the ball game. They come into Pennington. Pennington out here in three-point territory. Comes to Nealon. Back out to Pennington. Swings it left side down to Lee. Trying to drive it against there. Can't do it. To the near sideline, Pennington has got the ball. Picked up by Drew Danielson. Bounce pass to Jordan Long. He works against Flynn. Takes it in the lane. His little hook shot good. Jordan Long scores. He's now got 8 points. We got a timeout. Dakota Wesleyan. Tigers call a timeout. 11 minutes and 8 seconds to play. Here in regulation, we'll take a break with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 56, Hastings 51.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
KHAS, 7:08 to play. Here in the ball game, 56-51. Dakota Wesleyan with a lead over the Broncos. Earlier today, it was Dakota Wesleyan over Hastings in women's play, 50-47. Brittany Hills hit a three-pointer with 1.7 seconds to play to beat Hastings today. Broncos were severely out-rebounded in the ballgame, 52-34, including 26-9 on the offensive end. They could not hang with the Tigers here today. Neither team shot the ball real well. Hastings at 27.1%, Dakota Wesleyan 27.3%. Broncos hit only 2 out of 17 three-pointers today. Dakota Wesleyan was 5 out of 26 from three-point territory. But boy, had a tough time getting anything going offensively today, and the Broncos drop a heartbreaker today, 50-47 to Dakota Wesleyan in women's play. 56-51 here. Hastings College trailing by 5 points. Broncos have the ball. And now Dakota Wesleyan is going to go back to a zone defense here. They flashed a little zone in that first half. And now we'll see it here in midway through the second half of play with a 5-point lead. Alex Thayer has got it for Hastings. He works out on top. Thayer brings it to the far sideline. Cross-court pass comes back to the right side. A three-pointer put up there. It is no good by Danielson of Hastings. And the rebound comes down to Dakota Wesleyan. Running back the other way is Jake Nealon. Goes over to Mike Lee. Now to Madueno. Madueno brings it up high on the block. Comes back out to Pennington. Picked up out there by the Broncos' Charles Ferguson, who's back into the ball game. Here's Lee. His shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Danielson. Drew Danielson gets the ball ahead here for the Broncos. It's Tobin Reinwald. Jump pass to Ferguson. Out to Thayer. His pass is deflected and is picked up by Mike Lee. Lee drives it back the other way. His shot is up and in. The Broncos turn it over right there. That's their seventh turnover of the ball game. Mike Lee gets the layup at the other end. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. And Dakota Wesleyan has now got a 7-point lead, 58-51. Just by the 10-minute mark now here in this second half of play. Flynn has got it underneath the basket. A nice pass, and a shot is up and in. That's Charles Ferguson getting the field goal. Flynn gets the assist. Charles Ferguson gets the easy goal there as he drove it from the or he came in from the left corner underneath the basket, and Flynn got him the ball. 58-53. Hastings now trailing by 5 points again here in the ball game. Out on top is Nealon. Drives the ball down the right side of the lane. It sounds up and in. Got away from Alex Thayer. That took it right to the hole and scores. Second field goal of the ball game for Nealon. 60-53. Hastings with the ball back to their offensive end. That's Drew Danielson to the corner. Now they're working inside. That's Flynn. Powers his way to the basket. Left-handed shot is up there. No good. The ball knocked loose and is picked up again by Dakota Wesleyan, and a foul is called. Pennington came out of there with the ball, and he runs into Alex Thayer of Hastings. Thayer picks up his first. Team foul number 6 on the Broncos. So the next foul on Hastings will send the Tigers to the free throw line. Wesleyan has got only 3 team fouls here in the second half of play. Jalen Voss will inbound the ball here for Wesleyan as he gets it into Pennington. Pennington works up high against Nate Olson of Hastings. There's Jake Nealon with the ball. Justin Nelson pounds it inside. The Voss back out on top to Nealon from the top of the key. His three-pointer put up there, no good. Long rebound comes down to the corner, and stepping out of bounds over there was Jordan Long. He grabs the ball, but he was out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. 8 minutes and 54 seconds to play here in the ball game. Hastings trailing by the score of 60-53. Dakota Wesleyan led 33-32 at halftime. The Tigers' biggest lead in the ball game has been 10 points a couple of times here in the second half. It's at 7 right now. Hastings with the ball. Bounce pass by Dane Bacon goes down to the baseline, and a foul is going to be called here. It's going to be a foul on Hastings. Jake Marvin with an elbow after he got the ball down there. Marvin picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number 7 on Hastings. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan with the ball and a 7-point lead. Justin Nelson brings it across the line to Voss down in the corner to Nealon. Nealon, bounce pass underneath the hole. They get it to Jordan Long. His pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Trying to get it down to Voss down on the baseline, and it was knocked out of bounds. The officials will give it to Hastings. Evidently, it was not knocked out of bounds, and the hometown fans may have seen the same thing I did. Hastings gets a break there, and the Broncos will play things in. Here in backcourt, there's going to be a turnover officially on Dakota Wesleyan, their sixth of the ball game. 60-53. Hastings down by 7. Broncos have the ball. Here's a Nate Olson, top of the key. Gets it now to Jake Marvin, back down in the corner. That's Dane Bacon with the ball. Bacon brings it out to Olson. Now outside, here's a long-range three put up there. No good by Ferguson. The ball is loose, comes on the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. And now they give the ball to the Tigers. It's a 7-point lead for the Tigers. It is 60-53. We're down to 8:04 to play. Here comes Lohman into the ball game now for the Broncos. Going out will be Reinwald. Broncos have fought themselves back up to a 500 record here at 10-10, 4-6 in the conference. Dakota Wesleyan at 11-9 coming to the ball game today, 3-7 in the conference. And this has been a tight one here this afternoon. 7-point ball game right now at 60-53. There's a Jordan Long, goes over on the wing on the left side. They get it to Justin Nelson, not a Long again. Then Nelson comes across the top to the near sideline. They get it to Cardi Pennington, who puts it on the floor and sends it back to Nealon on the far side. And now a whistle underneath the hole here, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Hastings. So a foul here on the Broncos. It's going to go on Marvin again. Jake picks up his third. So now going to the free throw line for Dakota Wesleyan is going to be Jalen Voss. Voss has got 17 points in the ballgame. He's got 10 so far here in the second half. He's 3 out of 3 from the free throw line here this afternoon as he dips the knees, throws up a shot. It's going to be good. Voss will have one more. Dakota Wesleyan now in the ball game is 8 out of 10 on free throws. Hastings 4 out of 4. There comes the next shot by Voss. It is up there. It's good. So Voss nails a couple of free throws here. And now Dakota Wesleyan has got a 9-point lead again. It's 62-53. Ferguson with the ball, sends it down the far sideline. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Nealon knocking that ball away from Bacon. Right in front of the scorers table, so Hastings will play things in. Trailing by 9 points here in the ballgame. Dakota Wesleyan still in his zone defense. Nate Olson has got it on the wing, goes to Marvin, back to Nate on the wing. Jump pass comes to the far side. That's a Bacon with the ball, brings it back to Olson. Now down in the corner to Woolman. Grady lobs it inside to Marvin, kicks it back out to Olson, drives it down the lane. Now to the far sideline, a shot is up there from three. Good. A three-pointer thrown up there by Bacon. Dane Bacon hits his third three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 9 points. 62-56. Hastings now down by 6 points. 7 minutes to play. Bounce pass again. Goes inside to Voss. He's double-teamed this time. Kicks it out to Nelson. Now Pennington drives it down the lane. Goes to the basket. A shot good. Donnie Pennington scoring there. He's got 11 points in the ballgame. 64-56. Hastings is down by 8 points. 6:49 to play. Woolman out here in three-point territory and a traveling violation. Pennington was going for the steal. And then Woolman spun over there on the right side, and he's called for the traveling violation. That's turnover number 8 on Hastings in the ballgame. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan back with the ball with a 64-56 lead. Justin Nelson, free throw line extended left side, comes out to Pennington. Entry pass to get it to Long, back to the left sideline. A shot is up there and in, a three-pointer. Justin Nelson hits the tray there. He's now got 7 points in the ballgame. And now Dakota Wesleyan has their biggest lead of the ballgame at 67-56. An 11-point lead. Here's Nate for three. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Long. He falls down with it. The scramble is on. It's still loose. Comes to the near sideline. Picked up by Pennington. He has it knocked out of his hands, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Dakota Wesleyan ball. So now the Tigers have built an 11-point lead with 6 minutes and 11 seconds to play. This is their biggest lead of the ballgame now. And they will play it in here in backcourt. Dakota Wesleyan hitting 54% from the field so far this afternoon. Hastings College trying to hang close at 51%. Broncos are down by 11, 67-56. Here's Dakota Wesleyan with the ball. Jordan Long comes out here in the three-point territory. That's Jake Nealon with it now. Sends it inside to Nelson. He dishes off to Voss underneath the hole, and now he's called for traveling. Underneath the basket here, Voss receives the ball, but he was too far underneath the basket to go up for the field goal there, and he stepped out of bounds in a traveling violation right along with that. 7 turnovers now in Dakota Wesleyan, and Hastings now down by 11 points. They've got the ball. Nate Olson into the forecourt now for the Broncos. Gets it to Brady Woolman. Woolman now to a Dane Bacon. It's a zone defense again as Bacon just holds the ball, comes over here on the wing. That's Olson, moves it down in the corner to Marvin. Out of Olson, back down in the corner. Who's in control of the ball? It's going to be Bacon. Now we got a foul call on Dane. Lost control of it. It was taken out of there by Jake Nealon. And Bacon is going to commit the personal foul there. That's going to be his first. So going to the free throw line at the other end is going to be Dakota Wesleyan. It's going to be Nealon, I think. Yep, going to the free throw line here for Dakota Wesleyan. Jake Nealon is 70% foul shooter on the season. He's not been there so far this afternoon. 5.5 minutes to play. Hastings down by 11 points. 67-56. The shot by Nealon is up there. It's good. 68-56. Things slipping away here from Hastings in the last couple of minutes. Hastings had it down to 3 points at the 11-minute mark. Here's a second shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Now 68-56. Hastings down by a dozen. Marvin has got the ball. Now to Ryan Wall to Olson. He drives it down to the baseline. His shot over Voss is no good. A foul is called. Voss is going to be hit with a foul here. That's going to be his second. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Nate Olson. Olson hit a three-pointer in the first half. Shaken up a little bit toward the end of the first half, but got to start in half number two. And now Nate will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. 68-56. Broncos are down by 12 points. Olson's free throw is up there. It's good. That is only the fifth free throw that Hastings has shot today. So once again, Hastings has been inability to get to the free throw line in these ball games. 5 out of 5, though, from the stripe for the Broncos here in this one. Nate's second one is up there. It's going to be good, so he buries a couple of the free throws. Olsen with now 5 points in the ball game, and Hastings is back to within 10. So plenty of time, 5:18 to play, 68-58. Here's a Jordan Long with the ball to Jake Nealon. Nealon gets it away to Justin Nelson out here in three-point territory. Olsen running his grill defensively. Here's a Pennington with the ball. Cardi Pennington dribbling with it out here against Brady Lohman of Hastings as the Broncos now in a man-to-man defense here. Jordan Long picked up by Ryan Wald, moves it over to the left side of the floor, hands it away to Nealon. Nealon back to Pennington. Pennington dribbles out here near the 10-second line, picked up there by Ryan Wald. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Pennington pulls up at the three-point arc, throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bacon of Hastings. Bacon to the near sideline. They get it to Brady Lohman. Dribbles to the top of the key, down the left side of the lane to the basket. He goes, a shot good. Brady Lohman scores high off the window there. He's now got 9 points in the ball game, and Hastings is back within 8. Broncos need some stops now defensively. 4.5 minutes to play in the ball game. It's 68-60. Dakota Wesleyan with an 8-point lead. Here's Nealon with the ball. Nealon to Pennington on the far sideline, right in front of the Tiger bench. To Nelson off of a screen. Drives it down the lane. His shot's up there again. Nice shot there by Justin Nelson. Nelson now with 9 points in the ball game. The Tigers want to call a timeout. Dakota Wesleyan calls a timeout. 4 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the ball game. It's Dakota Wesleyan 70, Hastings 60.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Back home again on Wednesday. Broncos will take on the Doan College Tigers. 6 and 8 o'clock will be the game times. 5:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. Women's game will go at 6 for the guys to follow at 8. Next Saturday, we'll be back at home as well. Briar Cliff going to be in town to take on Hastings College. The men will go first next Saturday. They'll go at 1 o'clock in a special game time. 1 o'clock next Saturday, the men will go for the first ball game. The women will play the second contest at 3. So make a note of that in your Broncos schedule. It will be on the air at 12:45 next Saturday. The next two ball games, both the men and women, will be at home Wednesday and Saturday next week. Hastings College women losing their first ball game this afternoon, 50-47 to Dakota Wesleyan. And now the Tigers are up here in the men's contest by 10 as we approach the four-minute mark. 70-60 is the score as the Tiger fans come alive here. There's a Nate Olson with the ball. Nate on the left side of the floor to Jake Marvin. Down the near side, Bacon for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bacon knocked down on the play, but no foul called. Rebound comes down to Lee. Lee brings it now to Nealon. Back to Lee. Hustles into the forecourt now. We're down to 3:50 to play. Hastings trailing by 10 at 70-60. There's a Chris Wilson with the ball. Wilson comes to Nealon. Nealon down the near side to Lee. Lobs it in to Voss. Dribbles right to left across the lane. Can't go up for the shot. Goes over to Chris Wilson. Now outside to Lee. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up by Hastings. That's Nate Olson with the ball for the Broncos. Olson drives the ball to the basket. He's hit. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled in a play. Nate Olson getting the field goal to go down there for the Broncos, and now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Hastings back within 8 points, 70-62. The foul goes on Chris Wilson. That's going to be his first team foul, number 5 on Dakota Wesleyan. But Nate Olson to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Olson has got 7 points in the basketball game today. The shot is up there. The shot is good. Nate, 3 out of 3 from the free throw line now. Olson checks out. Here comes Alex Thayer into the ball game for the Broncos. 70-63. Hastings back to within 7 points here with 3 minutes and 28 seconds to play. Dakota Wesleyan will have the ball here in backcourt. Mike Lee has got it. Lee works against Alex there, brings it into the offensive zone. And he throws the ball away. Is he trying to take it down in the corner here on the right side of Jordan Long? He threw it too far out of bounds. Turnover number 8 on Dakota Wesleyan. Third checks out. Here comes Olson back in. 3:17 now remaining in the ball game. It's 70-63. Hastings down by 7 points. Nate has got the ball now for the Broncos as he comes back up. As he works against Wilson, brings it into the offensive zone. Here on the near side to Brady Woolman. Lohman out here at the three-point arc. Bounce pass goes inside. Marvin has got the ball. Dribbles into the lane. Puts a move on him. Puts up a shot. It's good. Jake Marvin put his man in the air there, and it scores off of the glass. He's now got 7 points, and Hastings within 5 points. 70-65 with 2:53 to play in a ball game. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan with the ball. Hastings needs to stop here defensively. They get it into Voss. He is double-teamed. Voss has passed back to the far sideline to Jordan Long. Comes out to Nealon, now to Lee. Down in the corner, that's to Chris Wilson with a now. Now we got a foul underneath the hole here. Personal foul going to be whistled on Hastings. Going to go on Marvin. Jake picks up his fourth personal foul. Team foul number 10 of the Broncos. So this will be a two-shot opportunity now. Trying to hold the big old Jalen Voss out there. And Voss is going to go to the line now as he was fouled by Marvin. Voss has got 19 in the ball game here for Dakota Wesleyan, and the shot is up there. It's good. Voss is 6 out of 6 for the free throw line here this afternoon. He's got 13 points here in the second half. Pennington comes back in there for DWU, and checking out is going to be Chris Wilson. 71-65. Hastings now down by 6 with 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Here comes the next shot by Jalen Voss. It is up there, and the shot is around the rim. Falls off. No good rebound. Hastings. Dylan Flynn hits the rebound there for the Broncos. So Hastings down by just 6 points at 71-65. Here's Brady Lohman with the ball. Pass to Nate Olson underneath the basket. His shot is up there and in. Nate Olson reverse layup underneath the hole scores. It's 71-67. The Broncos are down by 4 points now. 2:18 to play here in regulation. With the ball is going to be Carney Pennington. Pennington goes to the far sideline of Jordan Long. And Long nearly travels with the ball. Gets it into the hands of Nealon. Nealon back outside to Pennington. Now to Lee. Free throw line extended right side. 16 seconds left on the shot clock. As they work with it here against the Bronco man-to-man defense, Hastings needs to stop defensively. Down by 4 points in the ballgame, 71-67. Pennington trying to drive the baseline, cut off by Olson. Pennington circles around, takes it into the paint. He is fouled with 2 seconds left in the shot clock. That's going to be Pennington going to the free throw line. Circled around and then cut it for the hole, and he is fouled into play here by the Broncos. I think that was Nate. Yep, Nate Olson picks up the personal foul. It's going to be his third. Going to the free throw line will be Pennington. He's a 62% foul shooter in the season. 2 out of 2 so far today. Got 11 points in the ball game. He'll have 2 shots here. As Hastings is over the 10-foul limit, the shot is up there. It's no good. It is no good. So it's still a 4-point ball game with a minute and 49 seconds to play. 71-67. Drew Danielson comes into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Marvin. Artie Pennington will have one more as he will toe the mark. 5'7", a guard there for Dakota Wesleyan. As he waits now, he throws it up there. Shot good, so he hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And now the Tigers want to call a timeout. Dakota Wesleyan calls a timeout. 1:49 to play in regulation. We'll take a break with the score. Dakota Wesleyan 72, Hastings 67.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
1:49 to play here in the second half. 72-67. Hastings trailing Dakota Wesleyan. Tigers led 33-32 at halftime. Built as much as a 12-point lead here in the second half. But Hastings College has fought back. 72-67 is the score. Just announcing the NFL football games to the crowd. Giants are out on top of the Green Bay Packers. At last check, it was 20-10. Earlier today, Baltimore beat Houston by a score of 20-13 in the NFL today. The other two games were played yesterday as San Francisco won a wild one with the New Orleans Saints 36-32. And last night, the New England Patriots took apart the Denver Broncos 45-10. 72-67 is our score. Hastings down by 5 points. Broncos have the ball. Here's a Brady Lohman as he comes into the forecourt now for the Broncos. They go to Wesleyan attacking out here. 3-point territory. Lohman dribbling with the ball to the near side. Still in the dribble goes to Drew Danielson. Danielson Goes to a Dane Bacon on the wing. Now takes it to the top of the key. Pass over here to Danielson on the near sideline. Bacon back to Danielson. Back to Bacon, top of the key, over to Lohman. Dribble penetration, takes the ball to the hole. A shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouled in the play. Brady Lohman is fouled in the play there by Dakota Wesleyan, and it's going to be some free throws coming up. Jalen Voss picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. So that's what Hastings wants, a chance to score with a clock stop. Minute and 22 seconds to play here in the ballgame, 72-67. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead. Going to the free throw line is going to be Lohman, the best free throw shooter in the conference, and his shot is up there and in. Brady Lohman has only missed two free throws all season long. He is 54 out of 56 on free throws, and he adds one right there, so he's 55 out of 57. He'll have another one right here. He's got 10 points in the ballgame, the best free throw shooter in the GPAC this week. That's by quite a margin. There's the next shot is up there. He hits that one. It's almost automatic as Brady Lohman gets the field, two free throws to go down. And now it's a three-point ball game at 72-69, and Lance wants to call a timeout. Minute and 22 seconds to play in the second half in the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan with a lead over Hastings will take a break. The Tigers 72, the Broncos 69.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. 72-69 is the score. Hastings College trailing in the ball game, still with a minute and 22 seconds to play. So some last minute instructions there from Lance Creech as he sends the troops back out here. Dakota Wesleyan trying to win their fourth conference game of the season here this afternoon. Hastings trying to win their fifth. Broncos are currently sitting in sixth place in the standings on the men's side of things in the GPAC, with the top eight teams making the postseason tournament. Dakota Wesleyan right now needing a win to get maybe back in the hunt. They're third from the bottom right now in the GPAC. 72-69 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan will play things in here in backcourt. A minute and 22 seconds to play. Mike Lee has got it. He has double teamed on the far side. And now, what do we have? We have another timeout called here. Lee was double teamed on the far sideline, and their coaching staff got up quickly there. Dakota Wesleyan to call the timeout as Shane Murphy calls the TO here. So we got another break. Now a minute and 20 seconds to play. It's Wesleyan 72, Hastings 69.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, another Bronco game going to the wire here this afternoon. 120 to play. It's 72-69. Hastings is behind by 3 points. Here's Lee with the ball in backcourt. Nearly had it stolen away. His pass to Jalen Voss. Now on the break to Nealon. Nealon will hold up with it now for Dakota Wesleyan to get the ball in the offensive zone. Hastings is down by 3 points. And they need to play some defense right here. Jake Nealon comes back out to Mike Lee. Lee hands it away to Pennington. Now with 11 seconds in the shot clock. Bounce pass goes to Jordan Long. Long gets it to Voss at the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball being tapped around. It is loose. It's taken down by Hastings. Broncos having it. A foul is called here. Dylan Flynn gets the rebound there. It was being tapped around in front of the hole. And finally a foul is called. Dylan Flynn came out of there with a ball, and he is hacked on the arm. So Hastings is going to go to the free throw line here with 47.7 seconds to play. The foul is going to go on Pennington. That's going to be his second. And now Dylan Flynn goes to the free throw line for Hastings as the Broncos are down by 3, 72-69. Flynn has not shot a free throw so far today, 71% of the season. Flynn's shot is up there, and the shot is going to be off of the mark. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Voss grabs the ball for Dakota Wesleyan. Voss gets it down to Lee, and he's going to be fouled into play. So Flynn is going to pick up a foul as well back here. That's going to be his third. Now that's going to send Dakota Wesley into the free throw line with 43 seconds to play. Dylan Flynn misses a free throw back there. Hastings is still down by 3 points at 72-69. And going to the line will be Mike Lee for Dakota Wesley. He's the wrong guy to send there. He's a 87% foul shooter in the season, number three in the conference this week. One out of one so far today. Mike Lee coming back from that injury has got 10 points. His ball club out on top by 3 points. Now it's 72-69. Mike Lee throws it up there. The shot is going to be off of the mark. No good. He'll get one more. The Broncos over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. Here comes Danielson back in. Bacon comes back in. Ferguson's going to check out. Flynn is going to check out for Hastings head coach Lance Creech. 72-69, 43 seconds to play here in the second half. Mike Lee will have one more. And now everybody's making sure things set. Now they finally give him the ball. Mike Lee at the free throw line again. We'll try to knock one down here for Dakota Wesley. His shot is up there. That shot's going to be in there. Good. Hits the front iron and goes right down through the hole on a backspin. It's now 73-69. Hastings down by 4 points. Here's Olsen with the ball on the far sideline. Olsen drives the ball toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's good. Nate Olsen gets the field goal. And a timeout now for Hastings. 73-71 is the score. Hastings within two with 33 seconds to play. We've got another timeout. Dakota Wesleyan 73, Hastings 71.
DeWitt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a WIT, there's a way. DeWitt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Nate Olsen having a good ball game this afternoon for him. Olsen is at 12 points in the ball game. That's a brand new season high for him. He had 9 against Dort earlier this year. He's got 12 so far this afternoon. Nate Olsen. He got the driving layup there. Give the Broncos some hope with 33 seconds to play. 73-71 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan out on top here in the ballgame. Into the women's contest. Brittany Hills hit a 3-pointer for Dakota Wesleyan with 1.7 seconds to play as the Tigers upset Hastings College in the first ball game, 50-47. Now this one appears to be heading down to the wire as well. Nate Olsen getting the last field goal for Hastings. Now the Broncos need the ball back. I'll play some defense down here. Hastings trailed by 5 points with a minute and 49 seconds to play. And slowly but surely they're sneaking back in here at 73-71. No inbound back here in backcourt. They get it into a Mike Lee. He's double-teamed. Gets the ball away. Now to Pennington. Pennington races the ball up the floor. Now to Nealon. Nealon is double-teamed on the far side. He's going to be fouled in the play. He's going to be fouled over here as Nealon will go to the free throw line. He's a 70% foul shooter. He's one out of two so far. The foul goes on Charles Ferguson. That's going to be his first. So it's a 73-71 ball game. Hastings is down by 2 points. Nealon to the free throw line now for Dakota Wesleyan. They'll have two shots here. Nealon throws it up there, and the shot is good. It's his first one. That makes the score 74-71 with 25 seconds to go here in the ballgame. Jake Nealon will have one more. Nealon eyes the bucket, and his shot is up there. That one is good, so he hits a couple of free throws. Now 75-71, so it's a two-possession ball game. Here's Olsen with the ball in backcourt. Races it into the offensive zone. 19 seconds to play, and now the ball tipped out of bounds. Nate Olsen had the ball tipped out of his hands, out of bounds. They're right in front of the Bronco bench. 75-71. Hastings down by 4 points with 17.6 seconds to play. They get it in to Bacon. Comes over here to Reinwald. He dribbles the ball down the lane to the basket. He goes. His shot is up there and in. Tobin Reinwald gets the field goal. We got a timeout. Hastings now with 12.3 seconds to play. It's a two-point ball game. We'll take a break with the score. Wesleyan 75, Hastings 73.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups.
Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 75-73 is the score. 12.3 seconds remaining. Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings. The Broncos obviously need the ball back here as they call the timeout. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings. So in the event of a jump ball, Hastings would get it here. 12.3 seconds to play in the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan will inbound back here in backcourt. They've got a line set up right in the center of the floor here. That's going to be Jordan Long inbounding. They get it into Partington, or rather Pennington. He's going to be fouled into play. So they get it into Cardi Pennington, and now Pennington will go to the free throw line. 62% foul shooter on the season, Cardi Pennington. 11.2 seconds to play. So Pennington will go to the free throw line here. With a score 75-73 in favor of Dakota Wesleyan. Pennington will have two shots. His first one is up there, and the shot is good. Nothing but twine for Cardi Pennington. And that gives Dakota Wesleyan now a three-point lead at 76-73. And if he makes this one, it'll be awfully tough here for the Broncos in the final 11.2 seconds. Cardi Pennington will have one more as he eyes the bucket. Long, hard look. Shot is up there. The shot good. Two free throws by Cardi Pennington, 77-73 now. Still a two-possession ball game. We've got just 11.2 seconds to play here in this basketball game. They play things in. Woolman races the ball up the floor. Woolman's going to drive the ball all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Woolman gets the field goal. 6 seconds to play. They're going to play the ball in here in backcourt. They get it in to Partington, or rather Pennington again down the near sideline. He's going to be fouled into play with 3.5 seconds to play. Drew Danielson just reaches out there and just got a piece of Pennington as he was coming up the far sideline. So Danielson picks up the foul, but there's only 3.5 seconds to play. It's now a 77-75 ball game. And now it's going to be Pennington again with a couple of free throws. He nailed a couple of free throws just seconds ago. And the shot is up there, and the shot is good. Now 78-75. 3.5 seconds remaining. As a Pennington again will toe the mark here for Dakota Wesleyan. 78-75, a 3-point lead for the Tigers. Pennington's next shot is up there. That one is going to be in and out. No good. Rebound Hastings. Reinwald has got the ball. Now to Lohman from half court. His shot is up there. It goes off the rim. No good. It is off of the rim, no good, and Dakota Wesleyan wins the ball game by 3 points, 78-75. Hastings had a chance. Lohman throwing up the three-pointer from the half court there. It was off of the iron, no good, and that is the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan wins it by 3 over Hastings College, the final score of 78-75. Back with a recap after this.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. A tradition of respect.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beam & Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the court, Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Dakota Wesleyan beats Hastings College in men's play here this afternoon. Final score of 78-75. So the Broncos going to dip below the 500 mark again. 10 wins and 11 losses are now 4-7 in the conference. Dakota Wesleyan improves to 12-9. They're now 4-7 in the conference. Hastings getting 23 points today from Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald had 10 field goals, and he was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Nate Olson also in double figures. He had 12, including 9 in the second half. That's a season high for Nate. 13 points for Brady Lohman today. Lohman was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. And Brady also knocking down a 3-pointer in the contest today. So it was Tobin Reinwald with 23, Lohman with 13, Nate Olson with 12. The other scorers for Hastings, Drew Danielson had 5 points today. Charles Ferguson had 2. Dane Bacon had 9. Jake Marvin had 7. Dylan Flynn had 4. Dakota Wesleyan was led today by Jalen Voss. He had 20. 13 of those came in the second half. 15 for Carney Pennington and 11 for Mike Lee. The other scorers for the Tigers, Justin Nelson had 9. Chris Wilson had 2. Bo LaCroix had 2 points. Luke Bamberg had 2. Herman Modueno had 2 points. Jordan Long had 8. Jake Nealon had 7 points. Shooting numbers into the ball game today. Hastings College ended up shooting 55.8% from the field today, 29 out of 52. Dakota Wesleyan, 51.9%. They were 28 out of 54. Hastings hit 8 out of 21 from 3-point territory for 38%. Dakota Wesleyan was 3 out of 14 for 21%. Hastings 9 out of 10 on free throws today for 90%. Dakota Wesleyan 19 out of 26 for 73%. Rebounds. Dakota Wesleyan with 31 rebounds in the ball game today, 23 for Hastings College. The Tigers out-rebound the Broncos on the offensive end, 10-2. Hastings had 11 turnovers in the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan had 9. Hastings with 1 block shot and 3 steals. The Tigers with 1 block shot and 6 steals. So it was 33-32 at halftime in favor of Dakota Wesleyan. The Tigers outscore Hastings 45-43 in the second half, 78-75 the final score. The Tigers hitting some free throws down the stretch, and that was enough to hold off Hastings College. A last desperation 3-pointer at the buzzer by Brady Lohman was no good, as it was off of the front iron, and the Broncos go down to their 11th defeat of the season here this afternoon, 78-75. Stay tuned. We've got the players of the game coming up next in our coaches' postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune.
Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Well, a doubleheader sweep here for Dakota Wesleyan today. Tigers beating Hastings in the women's game 50-47, 78-75 in the men's contest. As we check our players of the game today for Hastings College, the Broncos on the women's side of things didn't have a whole lot of offense to speak about here today. Leading scorer was Alicia Stadler, 16 points and 12 rebounds in the ball game today. Brittany Wong, 8 points. Taz Yorig had 8 points for Hastings College, and they lost today. For the Hastings College men, they got 23 points from Tobin Reinwald, 13 from Brady Lohman, 12 for Nate Olson. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our players right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
A double-double today for Alicia Stadler. She'll be our player of the game for the Hastings College women's basketball team. 16 points and 12 rebounds. Stat was 4 out of 10 from the field today. 8 out of 10 on free throws. Pulls down 12 rebounds. 3 on offense, 9 on defense. Scores to 16 points. Also had one block shot. 29 minutes of playing time today for Alicia Stadler. The Hastings College women lost to Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 50-47. Tobin Reinwald, again, will have game-high honors here for Hastings College. He had 23 points in the ball game, 9 out of 12 from the field today, 2 out of 3 on three-pointers, 3 out of 3 from the free-throw line, gets 5 rebounds, 1 on offense, 4 on defense, scores at 23 points and had 5 assists and 1 steal as he played 34 minutes today as the Bronco men lost to Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 78-75. So Tobin Reinwald, Alicia Stadler are players of the game today for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the Coach's Postgame Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
All right, back to the court in Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota here this afternoon. Hastings College dropping one to Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 78-75 as Hastings head coach Lance Creech joins us. And Coach, about as tough as you can get right there. We played him right to the wire. Feelings on the ball game?
Well, I thought we did a good job towards the end there. We were down 9 or 10 with about 5, 6 minutes to go, and I thought our kids did a really nice job, at least giving us a chance. You know, I thought we had a chance, and I thought our, you know, we got a little bit better in regards to time, score, and possession. And the things that, you know, it's hard to see. And a loss, sometimes you just think maybe you played poorly, but I don't think that's always the case. I thought we did a lot of good things. Obviously, the rebounding and the free throws is something that we really emphasized coming in. That's what's going to kind of be our benchmark, is see how aggressive we were going to be. But in the same sense, time, score, possession, just situations, defensive awareness with rotations, especially in the last few minutes of the game, I was actually pretty pleased with our kids. And I thought, again, what we talk about all the time is you got to have a chance to win the basketball game in the last 2 minutes, and I thought we had a chance.
Rebounding has been pretty good story. When we lose the rebounding war, we basically lose the ball game. And that was the case tonight. Got out rebounded 31-23, and the same story continues there.
Yeah, it really was. Well, and the thing, the Voss kid is a big old body, just like, you know, the Bertel kid that we played the other night. And I thought, you know, we just didn't do a very good job in our post defense. If there was one thing where I was really disappointed, I just didn't think our bigs defended very well. I didn't think we had a very good awareness of where we were on the floor in comparison to where he was. And I thought he ducked in and he got easy opportunities. And when he missed him, he kind of got him and put him back. And a lot of times we even fouled him. So not only are you getting out rebounded on that possession, but you're also fouling and putting him at the line to score. So a lot of things there, and I thought they set the tone. I thought Dakota Wesleyan did a better job than we did of setting the tone in the first couple minutes of the second half, and that was ultimately the deciding factor, in my opinion.
Well, what about the start of the second half? It was Voss, basically, who did all the damage. Did they do anything to free him up?
No, I tell you what, we tried to fire. We tried to double down with our guards, but he was getting such deep position. You know, he was catching the ball darn near right under the basket, and that really makes it a long double team. You know, I mean, you really have to come from a long way away. And then what happens a lot of times is your guards are a little bit late because of the distance they have to travel. You're going to foul him or you're going to miss rotations because, you know, 2 or 3 feet on a double team makes a big difference. And it's not so much on the initial double team, but it's every pass outside of that double team. You have to recover a little bit longer just because the distance that you're traveling initially to get to the double. So that was kind of our frustration point early in that second half. And I thought Voss did a nice job, you know, to their credit. You know, we're going to have to worry about him for the next 3 years because he's just a freshman.
Is that something that we changed? He was basically a non-factor in the first half and then really started to come on there at the beginning of the second half.
You know, and to defend him, you know, the thing that I tried to emphasize to our bigs is I thought we had to defend him not only on the defensive end, obviously, but we had to defend him in transition, meaning we wanted to make him work like we did Bortel. We wanted to run him. I thought we had some depth in the low post. Maybe we could, you know, turn and just sprint the floor. And if you can get some of those big runouts right down the middle of the lane, you know, and get a couple easy opportunities, and he's playing catch up all night because they're not very deep in the post, that's for sure. So I just thought we could have a little bit better opportunity with our depth in the low post to work him and defend him on both ends, and we just didn't get that done.
19 out of 26 free throws for Dakota Wesleyan in the ball game. You guys, 9 out of 10. So again, we got a shot from the free throw line. Can't get to the free throw line enough, I guess.
Yeah, and it was tough. You know, I mean, we just didn't get our transition game. I thought Dakota Wesleyan did a nice job of kind of sagging back into some soft pressure, similar to what we did to start the game, and just kind of giving our kids a tough pass over the top to where Tobin and Brady really couldn't attack in transition, although Tobin finds a way, whether you're pressuring him or not, to get to the darn rim. But it's just, you know, that was a little bit troubling because we just couldn't get the tempo in our favor, especially, you know, again, and that the start that second half, I think, was the deciding factor of the game.
So it's any loss was a bad loss, but, you know, Hastings had a lot of bright spots coming out of this thing and just fell short at the end, 78-75, a last-second shot that wouldn't go from Brady. So you suffer your loss here and you get ready to go next week, and it's going to be another tough one, Coach Doan and Briar Cliff coming in next week.
Yeah, you know, we got 2 games at home, and you know, the kids, after we kind of reevaluated things at the holiday break, our goal is to go 6-0 at home with our last games, and we're 2-0 at this point. Doan is obviously always going to be a tough one just because of the rivalry factor, and you know, maybe we'll get one set of Tigers this week here. We couldn't get Dakota Wesleyan, but maybe we can get the Doan Tigers. So we just got to get back to work, and we've just got to understand right now this part of the year is more of a mental focus than it is anything physical. And like I said, I thought we got a little bit better with our situational opportunities there in the last couple minutes, and I think we're getting a little bit more aware, and I think we still have a chance, Mike. I really do. I know, obviously, the conference championship is out of the question, but if we can stay in that top six, I think we've got a lot of components that we can work with here because we can play different styles. We can do a lot of different things in regard to how teams match up to us. So as long as our kids will continue to get better and we can really sharpen up on the mental side, we're going to be just fine.
We talked about important ball games. This might be one of the most important weeks coming up for you with Doan and Briar Cliff this week.
No doubt, no doubt. And it's, you know, anytime you're going to take the court, you just hope to get better. And that's what I told our kids. We've just got to find a way to get better, whether it's in the film room, whether it's in practice, whether it's in a bus ride. We've got to find a way to just get a little bit better. We've got to become a little bit better team. So, again, our kids haven't quit fighting, as you can see all year. I mean, we're having a chance to win these games. And we've won. You know, we've won some close games. So it's not like they're all slipping away from us like they were at the beginning of the year. So we're finding a way, and we just got to continue to compete.
Okay, we'll see you Wednesday.
Thank you, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos dropping this one 78-75 to Dakota Wesleyan. And a tough one today for Hastings College. They dropped to 10 wins, 11 losses on the season. Now 4-7 in the conference. They'll be tied with Dakota Wesleyan now. That's a 4-7 in the conference as the Tigers improved to 12 wins and 9 losses. We'll take our break. We'll come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
Hastings College battles back from a 12-point deficit. They had her down to 2 points a couple of times later in the ballgame. 77-75, they had her down late in the contest, but Dakota Wesleyan hits 5 out of 7 free throws in the final 43 seconds of the ballgame to seal her up. And Dakota Wesleyan beats Hastings this afternoon in men's college basketball by a score of 78-75. So the Broncos will take the floor again on Wednesday back home at the Osborne Sports Complex. Doan College coming in town to take on Hastings. The men will go at 6 o'clock with the guys at 8 o'clock on Wednesday. Pregame show begins at 5:45 here on 1230 KHS. And Dakota Wesleyan winning the women's ball game earlier today, 50-47. On a last-second shot, 1.7 seconds remaining from Brittany Hills. They knock off Hastings 50-47 in the women's ball game. And the Hastings College men suffers a 3-point loss to the Tigers, 78-75. So that'll do it from Mitchell, South Dakota here this afternoon. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, at the radio station, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Mitchell, South Dakota.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Boers Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.